systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, December 19th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And I'm Ben.
And thank God damn it.
That's funny you think that makes you laugh, because I don't think it should.
It shouldn't, but it always just fucks up my motion and shit. Well, thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 130 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around fucking... Fuck, we don't even have a time anymore. I'm having hard enough time trying to find co-hosts to do it every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, let alone stick to one fucking set time. But thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday night, early Saturday morning, midnight podcast of this motherfucking shit, episode 130. 130 of these motherfucking bullshit stuffs. Amazing. I'm blown away by that. Again, like, I was over it after 100, but now it's getting almost to 200, and I'm, like, not over it anymore.
The rage is back, right?
Oh, it's amazing. So, we have Ben back for the Friday show. Matt, I called him earlier. He was sick again, sounding very unreliable this
sick.
One. Very unreliable. I don't know. But lucky for me, Ben was like, dude, I was just going to come anyway because I know Matt doesn't like me, so I was just going to make it all awkward and shit. Because I know you like to make shit all awkward and shit.
I like Matt. I don't think he's a bad guy. Plus, I'm terrified of him. He'd beat the shit out of me if I ever got in a fight, I think.
You don't fuck with people that have nothing to lose. Him and me both. Like, nothing to lose. You do not fuck with us. Do you know anyone that's ever fucked with us?
No, I don't really know Matt, but I don't know anybody that's ever fucked with you either.
Exactly.
Except maybe Mark, but...
Well, that's my brother.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. So, how the fuck are you doing, Ben?
I'm pretty good this week. Actually, no, I'm still jobless as fuck, and I think I'm going to do some snow shoveling.
Yeah, that's... I wasn't even going to talk about that, but that's good that you mentioned that, because Ben, like, he comes in, and he's all in this awesome, good mood, and I'm just like, what the fuck happened to you? Did you find a job? He's like, no... But I got this great idea that me and my grandma were kicking around. And I was like, well, what's that? Is she going to let you move in with her? Like, what are you doing? And you said...
I'm going to shovel snow.
That is basically the equivalent of before you're old enough to get a paper route, you go around asking people, hey, do you have any leaves you need raked? But you're like, can I shovel your walk?
Yep. And if they say no, I'm going to trudge back over their walk, and they're going to have it just sit there. I'm
right.
Create a path, and they're still going to be fucked.
I'm not even going to leave my foot my foot holes for you to walk out of. I'm going to walk a totally fucked up different way, and you're not going to be able to fucking to deal with it. So get fucked. So, yeah, thank you guys again for listening. TheJamHole.com/feedback. If you are listening live, feel free to type shit. I'll catch it here and read it on the show. One thing real quick, Shazam, I did for certain. I went to the post office and sent your shirt out today. If you guys are following us on TheJamHole.com/Twitter, you would have gotten a tweet about me in the post office, and I took a picture of this huge long fucking line, and I think my next twat after that was it's so awful watching old people buy stamps, because they can never just go in there and be like, give me a book of stamps. It's like, I need two of these, and then I need four of these, and then I need, oh, and then they fucking have a heart attack and die. It's like, cool, aren't you glad you just wasted all that fucking time picking out stamps that now you're never going to get to use? Good job, old person. So I walked in there, and it was just a huge fucking line, and I was like, holy Christ. And then it got me thinking about when Keith and the girl, a long time ago, they were talking about how they were having to go to the post office before they got their automated, you know, shipping system, a.k.a. Mike the intern. But they were always, like, waiting in line and how painful it was. And I never really, you know, thought much of it until today when I was like, huh. This is exactly what Hamdo was talking about. This fucking sucks. I'm in this line. I was in there for like half an hour for one shirt. So, thejamhole.com/donate, we have shirts. You should buy them. And don't just buy one. Like, get some friends together and make a few purchases so I can send them all out. Because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to sell, like, I sold her one, and then I'm going to... No, don't be sorry. That's totally awesome that you bought one. I'm totally happy, and I'm totally glad to do that. It's just... it never occurred to me how awful it is, because I've never had to, like, go to a post office to mail shit, really. Like, and I don't do that stuff.
Our post office is actually, like, there's an old folks' home, like, right here, just a little, like, a block north of it, and then there's, like, another one, like, two blocks south.
Right, and that's the one they all use. Yeah. And that's why I was talking about how I was in there, and I'm like, God, I'm so glad I'm watching these old people buy stamps. I'm in and out in, like, 5 minutes. Here's my package. Here's some money. Deal with it.
And they fucking congregate around, like, oh, do we want the bird stamp or do we want the Mickey Mouse stamp? And it's like, what the shit, dude?
It's going on a letter that you're not even getting. You're actually sending it. You're not going to see that stamp. Just die. I don't know. I'm so sick of it. And it's like, they all go in there and then, like, one of them will be like, oh, hey, Mildred. Oh, hey, Ethel. And then they'll start talking and shit. And now I'm fucking listening to the Golden Girls. And I'm like, Christ, just blow my fucking brains out. But it's cool. I got her done. So thank you so much for purchasing those. I was getting worried the moths were going to get to them before you guys did. No big deal. That's fine. So, like I was talking about on Wednesday's show, I met that girl. You know, I asked her to go out with me to the employee Christmas party. That was tonight. That's where I was at, up at the Big Fork Inn. It was actually a really good time. Like, I was listening to the new episode of Sick and Wrong, and Wackerly was talking about his Christmas party and how he just totally fucking hates it. But he works in this big corporation, so I can understand that. Like, this, it's people I grew up with, and, you know, they're all kind of family and shit. So it was a really good time. We got the boss every year. The 2 years I've been there, last Christmas, they got us this cool Leatherman set that I use, like, all the fucking time. This year, he got us all Dremel tools. Like, a full-on fucking Dremel thing. Like, I can go around and just engrave the jam hole in shit now. It's so cool. You guys are going to be seeing, like, stop signs and parking things and poles with me just engraving the fuck out of them. I'm going to become a sculptor, I think. It's so awesome. But, yeah, Shazam sent, let me see, I have it here somewhere. She sent me a Twitter message, because I was telling you guys about this girl that I met, and it just so happened to be my luck that she is going through right now the same shit that I went through. Just to catch everybody up real quick, when I went through it, there was still available spots at the doctor's place to get put on Suboxone, and now there's none. So if you're struggling with a pill addiction or any kind of opiate problem, you're pretty much fucked. There's, like, nothing to be done. There's only, like, a few doctors, and each doctor can only have a certain amount of patients at one time. And from what I've been seeing, once you get put on Suboxone, you're on it forever, or until they give you a drug test and it comes back cloudy, and then they kick you out and bring in another person. So, like, I feel really shitty for her. Like, I want to help her and stuff, but I don't know. I don't know what to do. So here's Shazam's twat to me. She says, you know, you should run very fast away from this chick, right? The kid and the pills are two huge, all caps, huge reasons to avoid her. But you know this. And I do know this. And I don't know if that's all the more reason why I'm attracted to her. I mean, she's a beautiful girl. Like, I'm very attracted to her physically. And, like, we have a lot in common besides the whole, hey, you used to be a pill junkie, and hey, you are a pill junkie right now. Like, we have that in common. But, like, we have more than that. There's more than that in common. So, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Shazam says, I believe they're called tweets, not twats.
I actually thought it was twats.
I actually prefer twat. That came out wrong. But I do, actually, prefer twat. Holy Christ. Is this what that kid was talking about? This isn't funny.
I call them twats.
I call that's that, a dialogue hey, system. That's funny to me.
I find that hilarious.
I find that very amusing. So, yeah, I don't know. And I was thinking about it. And then, like, I was at her house last night. And we're just hanging out and shit. And I kind of decided to test her. She's like, you know, you want to watch a movie? I'm like, yeah, you pick. And I'm like, no, you pick. Your house. House rules. House has to pick. Just to see what movie she would pick. And I was very disappointed because she picked Employee of the Month, which is a Dane Cook movie. And as you all know, I can't stand him and his awful shit. Like, that movie is all right, but I don't know. I didn't really talk to her about it because as soon as she put the movie on, she started talking on the phone to some girl, some lady friend of hers. And, like, I'm listening to this conversation, and she's talking about this kid. I think one of her friends or their ex went to Spokane on a run, and they're talking about, like, how he was sharing needles and this and that, and this lady's like, oh, I don't share needles, and making jokes about the kid shooting up and stuff. And I'm just sitting there, like, I got Dane Cook in one ear and all this junkie talk in the other ear. She's sitting in this chair. I'm sitting on the couch. And I'm just like, I want to watch a movie with you. I don't want to watch a movie while you're talking to your junkie fucking friend. Like, if you want to talk to a junkie friend, I'm right here. Like, we can talk. That's fine. So, basically, I just got up and left. And she was like, where are you going? I was like, I gotta go home. It's late and you're busy, so I'll see you later. And on my way home, I was really fucking bummed out because that just made me think, just between all of that shit and the movie choice, and I don't know. It just...
That's a sign.
It just seemed like this is totally, like, I'm barking up the wrong tree. This is totally not gonna work. And I was really kind of, not upset, but I was kind of depressed and shit. Like, I'm driving home just kind of bummed and sad because, like, I haven't known her for very long, but I like her. Like, she's gorgeous. She's cool. I think I could help her. I don't know. So, you know, I get up today and I go to work and shit, and I don't call her. I don't text her or nothing. I'm like, you know, let's see if she takes the initiative to, you know, text me or say hi or anything. And she did. So that, I don't know, that kind of saved a little bit of it. Cause I was just not, if she wasn't going to call or text or anything, I was just going to not be like, hey, are you ready to go? I was just going to go and, like, not think anything of it. I mean, granted, I would have been thinking about it the whole night cause I'm a fucking hopeless romantic retard like that. But like, I wasn't going to give in to it and shit. And so we ended up, you know, I went and picked her up after work, and we came here, and she was all dressed up and just looking hot as fuck and smelling all good and shit, and I'm just like, God damn it, I want to not be here with you, but I can't help it. I need to be. So we go out and stuff, and, you know, the whole night it was great. Like, we had such a good time and shit. Shazam says, Matt, your standards are such that all a woman has to do is text you and smell good. That's, I mean, what more is there? Can you think of anything else? Because I sure fucking can't. I mean, it'd be nice if they didn't have any fucking kids by the time I got to them, but hey, I understand and I fully accept that that is never gonna happen. Because everybody has kids, so that's fine.
Not
I'm over
being
it.
A manatee is a requirement of mine. I thought that was kind of funny, too.
26. 26 is very funny.
This is good.
So, yeah, and so we're there, and, you know, I get a couple shots of Jamie's, and Ryan gets there with his girlfriend, and, you know, we're all just sitting there having a good time, talking and bullshitting, and, you know, she's sitting next to me and stuff, so, like, we're all making jokes and shit, so I, like, do the old, getting tired, put my arm around her and shit, and, like, we're all just making jokes and having fun, and, like, we started kind of holding hands, I guess, and, you know, not being really touchy, but, you know, being in one another's space, I guess you could call it. I was invading her bubble, I guess. So, on the way home and shit, like, you know, we go outside before we leave, and we're smoking and stuff, and we're kind of dancing, because there's this live band playing swing music and shit, so we're dancing and just being fucking retarded and having fun. And on the way home, she's kind of falling asleep and stuff, and I'm like, haha, perfect. No, so I took her home and shit, and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, why? And she's like, well, I don't know, because earlier in the day, I was like, is this, like, am I totally way off? Like, is this ever gonna, is anything ever gonna come of this? Or am I totally just at the wrong time, wrong place, all that shit? And she's like, well, probably not right now, but I want to be your friend, and I like hanging out with you. And that almost kind of seems like, not a cop-out, but like, an excuse, I don't know what to call it. It's like they don't want to say yes or no, but they don't want to be like, no, not at all. So they kind of string you along a little bit. Like, do you know kind of what I'm talking about?
I was reading about...
Are you focusing on the chat? That's fine. Just ignore me. It's fine. I didn't bring you here to co-host with me. I just brought you here to hang out in the chat. That's totally cool.
Okay.
You're a prick.
Good thing.
I know it is, right? So I was like, no, it's cool. I totally understand and shit. And she's like, well, what are you doing tomorrow? I was like, well, I got to work at Anna's at 5 until 10. She's like, well, let's hang out after. Let's go to your house and watch a movie or something, hang out. And I'm like, okay, cool. And she gave me a hug, and, like, we just kind of sat there for, like, a few minutes, it seemed like. And then she's
super
like...
super awkward. And like,
yeah,
oh.
Well, no, not awkward at all. Like, it was really nice and stuff. And then, you know, I kissed her cheek, and she's like, all right, well, I'll see you tomorrow and stuff. So it's like, there is a chance, but maybe because she's going through this whole thing with the pills and then having to raise the kid and then, you know, her... the baby's daddy being a fucking ex-junkie or junkie still. I don't know the whole story with that. But, like, it seems like it's just not a good time for her, I guess. But it's like, I don't know. I feel like I can help her. Like, the doctor is telling me to take, like, all this Suboxone, and I still take, like, one pill a day, and he's trying to get me to take, like, two or three a day. So I almost feel like with what I get from the doctor, I can help her, too, and be like, hey, I can get enough for both of us. But I don't know. If that might be a huge setup for something really bad that'll end up fucking me in
the end.
That sounds
really bad.
Does it?
Like, I mean, like, your intentions are good, but I'm just saying that is definitely going to lead to some legal issues in the future.
Well, how so? Because, well, like, I know enough about all of these pharmaceuticals and shit to be able to treat her with it. Like, I can almost, I don't want to say be her doctor, but, like, I can help her get through it with this. Like,
right,
I have more than enough. Like, I don't take hardly any of this shit, you know?
Well, have you been taking it consistently?
Yeah, like half in the morning, half at night, sometimes just the half in the morning. So
you've been cutting back as well.
Right, and he's saying because the last time, you know, I failed that drug test and they saw the track on my arm and they're like, you know, we want you to take more and that'll get rid of the cravings. So I think for me, just knowing that I could get a drug test, that's enough to make me just totally stop fucking with the other shit. And like I said on Wednesday's show, and still to this day, since the last time I, you know, relapsed, I haven't fucked with it since. So I think just that fear of them, because if they catch me again, like, that's it. And then I'm totally fucked. There goes my job. There goes my life, pretty much. There will probably go this show. You know, I can't.
That's not a good trade, then.
Exactly. So I think, because they were giving me like 4 or 5 refills at once, so I was only seeing them like twice a year. So I have this huge long leash that I can go get fucked up whenever and not have to worry about. But now they're like, we want to see you more consistently. And I'm like, I think that's good for me. I need that. I can't be out here running around with all these refills being like, oh, I can get high whenever the fuck because I'll always have these. And then see the doctor, you know, once or twice a year and deal with it then. So I think, you know, being able to do that definitely it's motivation to be like, okay, if I fuck this up, everything is done. Like, my life, I will just, if I lost that shit, I don't know what I would do, you know?
Right.
What could I do? I would probably just fucking blow my brains out and start over wherever that takes me.
I'm just being honest.
No, I know. I've been down that road where being sick, and because of how long I did it for, it is fucking hell. And rather than go through that again, I'm almost 30. I would rather just call it quits and be good.
Yeah,
and see what happens after you die.
It doesn't even sound like there's an option.
Right. It's so fucked that, you know, I'm in that position in the first place. But Grad, I did the shit for 10 years. I put myself in that spot, and now, you know, I'm doing the best I can with what I'm given. But then I see her, and it's like, I think about me, like, what would I have done if I would have went to the doc and they were like, I'm sorry, we're full. Like, I would have freaked out. I don't know what I would have done. Like, seriously. That it's such a hard place to be, and you're trying to hold down a job, you're trying to raise a kid. Like, I know when I was doing that shit, I didn't get out of bed unless I had pills because I was so fucking sick without them. And it's like I planned my life around whether or not I had pills. People would be like, you know, do you want to hang out tomorrow or this and that? And I would see how many fucking pills I had and be like, well, yeah, you know, I can definitely hang out tomorrow because I had shit, so I wasn't going to be sick. But if I didn't, I was like, no, I'm busy or I don't feel good, I'm sick. So, and I just leave it at that. So I don't want to say like I'm pitying her because I do. I really genuinely like her. I liked her before I found out all this stuff. And just finding out more about it, like, I feel like I can really help her with it. But then, like you said, there's the whole negative repercussions of the legal issue. I'm not a doctor, and I shouldn't technically be treating anybody. I can barely treat myself, they think. But, you know, I figure I have all this extra. I mean, what am I? I can just, you know, keep.
What happens if you get cut off then? Then she's cut off, and that's going to be a fucked up situation.
So is that what you're thinking? If I put this weight on both of our shoulders, that because I'm getting them, I'm supporting both of our habits, so to speak. If I get fucked, I'm fucking her.
Well, that is one possibility.
But is it better to try and risk that than to just not at all and not try?
I don't know. That's your call.
Well, and that's what I'm kind of struggling with right now. And that's why I kind of wanted to talk about it here to see what any of you guys had to say. TheJamel.com/feedback, definitely, if you guys have any insight on this. I don't know what to do. Like I said, I definitely feel like I can really help her. I have more than enough for me and her to be, you know, totally normal. But then there's that whole other side of it. I don't want her to like me because now I'm the new dealer or whatever the fuck. I don't want her to want to come hang out with me because when she comes here, she's not going to be sick and not have to deal with any of that shit because she knows, you know, I have the shit that's going to keep her well.
Are there other ways to not to avoid the problem? Is she like super just like really, really addicted?
Well, no, not as bad as I was.
Well, then in that case, maybe you could ease her out of it and show her like a comfort zone that.
Right.
Because, like a drug free non, you know, just like. Come here, chill. We don't have to be fucked up to have a good time.
Well, no, and it's not even the fact of getting fucked up. At this point, it's just being well or being in withdrawals. Like, this drug, Suboxone, you don't get high off of it.
Oh, I understand.
It's just
that.
To maintain. And I do totally fine on it. I feel normal. Like, right now, I'm perfect. I feel just fine, you know? But, yeah, it's a tough call.
Is she a crazed junkie, basically?
No, like, she doesn't shoot up at all, as far as I know, from what she told me. She was just snorting them, and she's only been doing it for a few years, which means she can still be saved. There haven't been those permanent changes made in her brain. Like, me, because I've done it, you know, for 10 years, it made serious fucking changes in my mu receptors and my opiate receptors in my brain that I'm pretty much fucked. I have to be on this forever, it seems. So
here it says, Paulo 1, Matt, you are not a rehab.
I know that. And see, that's what I'm struggling with. It's all like, right. Do I want to even take it down that road to begin with? Or do I, like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
What's your heart saying? Stay away from it or no, go
my,
for it?
See, that's the thing. Because, like, my mom always told me I try to help everybody as much of a piece of shit and a dick I am. Like, I do try to help people in ways that I know that I could. So my heart is definitely saying help her and try to be with her and make her life better. But my brain is saying this is going to go somewhere totally awful. So, and that's where I'm at with it right now. Oh. So,
I would just get to know her for a while before you make a, that's not a judgment call you can make in a week.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing too. I haven't known her that long. So Indie Cam guy says, hey, I work at a warehouse with beer and I get free beer for our Christmas party gift. Okay, sorry, that didn't have anything to do with it. Okay, Indie Cam guy says, why don't you talk to her about that? And I started kind of talking to her a little bit about it, about how me and my ex-girlfriend, my girlfriend at the time, when we lived together, we were going through that shit. And after we broke up, she would only want to come hang out with me to get pills. Or she would go through my bag to take pills while I was in the shower and shit like that. And I was talking to her about it, and I was like, you know, I get this stuff, and I don't want it to get to a point where this is happening. I don't want to have to not be able to trust you and have to hide my shit when you're here. Stuff like that, you know? And she's like, no, it's totally cool. It's not like that. I'm not like that. So, I mean, I have to believe her until something happens to make me think otherwise. And then Chris thinks I should leave it where it lies. So, I don't know. It's, you guys are about as conflicted with this as I am, it seems.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, the only logical thing to do is just take it day by day and see where it goes. Like, I don't want to just come right out and be like, here's some shit, let's be together. Like, that, because that seems kind of scumbaggy that I'm trying to get her to want to be with me because I have something she needs. And I totally don't want that at all. Like, I want her to want to be with me because she likes me, not because I have drugs that will keep her from being sick, you know? So, I don't know. And like you were saying, it's a legal thing. Like, if something were to happen, like, that could end up really bad for both of us.
Right.
So, Shazam says she better give good head.
Oh, good call.
Thank you for that. Yeah, good call. I have to take all of these things into consideration. Chris the Pizza Guy says, really good head. Jesus Christ, guys. I knew you guys would have my back. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. We did have a good time, and I, you know, definitely plan on seeing her tomorrow and, you know, watching.
I want to meet her.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you will sometime. 26 says, Matt is straight Craigslisting things. Quote, let's just see where it goes. I mean, that's all you can do, though. All you can do is just throw it out there and see where it goes. And then IndieCam guy says, you don't have to come out so blunt, but ask her if she wants to be better and not use you for the drugs. And that's what I was talking to her about. I was like, are you, because when I was 3 years in, I was good just getting high and fucking off and dealing with it day to day.
Yeah.
And that's what I asked her. I'm like, are you at the point where you want to be well, or are you still enjoying getting high and doing this up and down bullshit? Because I'm over that. I can't be that unstable anymore. I have way, way too many responsibilities to deal with now. Not even just this show, but this show is a lot of it. Like, I take this very seriously, and I would feel so fucking stupid if I got all fucked up and got kicked off my shit, and then the show had to end because I made a stupid fucking mistake. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to even say. I don't know.
That's a rough subject. That's all I can say, man. That's a lot. That's too much for my brain to handle.
It's crazy, and that's what I've kind of been fighting with, like, since I've met her and since we started talking. And she says she's over it. She can't get better because, like I said, you're on a year-long waiting list now to get on this shit. What do you do for a year? Just keep buying shit off the street and trying to get high while you can? Like, I don't know what you can do.
If she's not super addicted, though, man, like, she could probably at least cut back, you know? And that's always a good start. Especially if you have a kid, I would think that would be probably only option is, I don't know.
That was her main motivation in totally being done with it, is now I have this daughter I have to raise, I have to be, you know, stable.
Follow one. Brayden, if you let Matt fuck you, you wouldn't be in this mess.
That's true, Braden. Words of wisdom.
Come on.
And then Chris says, bring her to the pizza place, Matt. I'll help you decide. You're going to take one look at her and be like, yes, Matt, you do anything she asks you. That's, I'm just saying, like, I don't know, maybe it's just me and maybe, like, thank you for having to go pee right now. Remember when I was like, hey, are you ready? And you were like, yeah. Like, that would have, god damn it. So, yeah, guys, I don't know, that's where I'm at with it. Like, I like her, and I feel like I can definitely help her, but I don't know. I guess I have to just, like 26 said, just cast out the line and see where it goes. Oh, fuck. So, oh, well, shit. I guess we have to wait for Ben, because I kind of need his input on this, so if you don't mind, I'm going to hit some salvia. You guys just kind of chill. Ben will be right back. I'll be right back.
I'm back, at least. He said he had some info. And
oh, are you back? Oh, hi, Ben.
Oh, Ben's here. Yay. All right, what are we doing?
Okay, so that's it as far as that goes. I did try to get her to come on the show tonight. I was like, hey, why don't you just come back to my place and come be on this show and we can talk about stuff. And she's like, no, I don't want to talk about – I don't know. She hasn't heard the show at all yet. Like, I haven't really – made a point to play it while we're in the truck and stuff. So she's like, well, I don't want to do anything like that yet. So that I understand that.
I asked Sarah to come on tonight. I asked my girlfriend to come on.
Really?
Tonight.
Did you ask me before you asked her?
No, I didn't. Huh. But you did say whenever you want, she can come out. And I just want to say, she said she will come on in the future. She's like, well, maybe sometime. And I was just like, that means no for tonight then, huh?
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so the next thing I did want to talk about before we do some confessions, then we'll do some news. If there's any clues, thejamel.com/forums. How about Braden? Why don't you find some clues? You're just sitting home jerking off to my voice right now. Do something. So guess what's making a huge comeback this holiday season? This
Gigapets.
Is some, what?
Gigapets. I don't know.
The Tamagotchi. No.
What? All right. What?
I'm sorry. That's awesome. Do you remember the Tamagotchi?
What's that?
It's like a Gigapet, I think, but it was one of the old ones. It was like this little Etch-a-Sketch looking thing with a little digital thing in it that
like a little that half
it,
bird.
It like walked back and forth, and I think that was about it. But no, Layaway is actually making a huge fucking comeback this year.
Yep.
As if people need another fucking way to live above their financial means. Yeah. It's like, hey, we know we're in a depression. We know everything is recessed, like fucking third grade lunchtime. We know you definitely have all your credit cards maxed out, but we also know that you're not done Christmas shopping yet. Because you know how I know that? Because there's still 5 more days till Christmas, and you're not done till you're not done with Christmas shopping until it's Christmas fucking Eve and the doors to the store are fucking locked shut.
Yep.
So, Layaway. Like, does nobody fucking understand that I know it's Christmas and we should buy people shit that they're just going to take back anyway and use the money to go buy fucking drugs with. But does nobody understand that we're not in a time that we should be celebrating? This is not happy fucking fun times. We're overpopulated. We're underfunded. We're fucking dying out, it seems like. You wouldn't think of it by looking at how many people we have, but the earth that we actually live on is fucking dying. I don't want to sound like a bleeding heart fucking stupid fuck hippie, but like shit needs to fucking change. Dude. And putting bullshit on layaway is not a good first step. You need to be telling people, hey, you know what the perfect gift this holiday season is? It's called a fucking savings account in your backyard. It's called dig a hole and put the few fucking dollars you have left in a fucking bucket and bury that shit. for when all of this goes tits up and you need to go get it for something.
Yep.
That you should not be out at the store. If you can't afford to buy something, then you shouldn't be buying it. You shouldn't be like, oh, well, let me make payments on it. The only thing in this world that you should ever make payments on is a fucking house and maybe a fucking car. But it better be a really nice fucking car. And that's it. And even nowadays, you probably shouldn't be doing that at all. But they're like, I've seen news articles about it and in the fucking papers and on TV. It's like, guess what the new fucking thing is? It's layaway. And then they show John Travolta back in that movie a long time ago that he got his fucking cool dancing shirt on layaway. So they're like, hey, John Travolta's cool, right? And you all want to be cool, right? So you know how to get there? Go buy shit on layaway. Go spend money you don't fucking have. But spend money for like 3 months that you don't fucking have. Because you can just give us a little bit at a time. We're like drug dealers. We'll front you some shit. Granted, we're going to hold on to the shit because, hey, I don't know you. Same time. But once you, you know, make your fucking 5 monthly installments of $49.95, we'll give you your stuff. No problem. No. Granted, if it's any kind of computer shit, it'll be way outdated by the time you get it fucking paid for. But that's fine. We're not going to tell you that because we want your money. And these are all those same corporations that you were talking about when you were saying, say what you were saying because I forget.
About which part?
About the whole, all these big corporations were taking money out of this thing and now going under, but they're they're going under with the business, but the people that ran it are coming out with all this cash because they fucked everybody else.
So it's basically like all these huge corporations are like, okay, we're going to shut down our tiny shops for now. That's why we're seeing things like Chevy. Like the number one, like GMC just went under, I think, or they were about to for a little while. And they're like closing out these shops and they're like, dude, we can't sell these fucking cars. Nobody has the money.
That was that whole thing about all those presidents or whatever of these three major car companies all got in their respective private jets and flew to this place to ask the people for money for some bailout shit because their car manufacturing companies were going under. It's like, do you know how much money you guys just spent just flying there? You could have carpooled one fucking private jet. You could have all just got fucking regular first class plane tickets even. Yep. Or if you're going there to ask for money. It's like, hey, let me show up in my bling bling fucking jet and ask, hey, I need some gas money because my jet is on E.
Yeah.
And I can't get, like, are you kidding? That's like me going to Ben's house, sporting all my fucking platinum jewelry and being like, hey, dog, sup? Hey, can you spot me a Frenchman? Because I'm hard up right now and I need... It's like, no! You go pawn that bullshit fucking metal you got dangling around your fat fucking neck and then get money. Don't come asking me for money when you're all fucking decked out. It just seems so fucking ridiculous that they would do that kind of shit. And then, let's see, IndyCam guy says, those fucking idiots got on the fucking jets. Me and my dad have been laid off since last November. That's what I'm talking about. Ben can't find a job. People here that have jobs are getting hours cut. They're getting laid off. Even at my work, I'm starting to notice it. And I deliver water. When businesses make budget cuts, one of the first fucking things to go is the water cooler. Because, hey, fuck it. We always have tap water. This water, this bottled shit, this fine quality H2O, UV, reverse osmosis fucking water, that's a fucking privilege. And right now we can't afford privileges, so deal with the fucking chlorinated bullshit tap water that's going to give you kidney stones in 20 years. Yep. It's the first thing to go, and I'm starting to see that. Like, because I have my routes memorized, and I'm not looking at my route book, which I should be, and I'm going to places that were always on my route, and there's no coolers there anymore. And I'm like, whoa, what happened? They're like, oh, they're cutting costs, so we had to get rid of the water cooler. And it's like, the water cooler's like $10 a month. Plus $5.50 a jug or whatever, delivered, you know? Like, it's not that expensive. It's like they're getting rid of this shit for their employees. Meanwhile, the actual owners are still blowing, you know, $30,000 on getting facials and spa treatments because they don't give a fuck. It's like, do you not have any clue that if it wasn't for all of these people slaving away, making minimum wage or a little better to better your business, you wouldn't have a fucking business in the first place. And now these businesses are cutting and running and telling these people, sorry, times are rough. Sorry, I don't know what to fucking tell you, you know? It just seems so fucked. And yep.
It's bad, man. It's going to be like...
It's going to get worse.
Right now, we have a middle class, as we all know, because the majority of people out there are the middle class. So what's going to happen is the rich gets richer, the poor gets poorer.
That's been happening.
That is happening right now. We're going through that, but it's going to be like really, really super rich.
Do you think
that... And then it's going to be dirt fucking poor, third world countries, starving my ass off, riding my bike 4 miles, just so I can go to work for a couple hours and hopefully make 15 bucks.
Do you
that
think,
is going to happen.
Do you think that started happening? You remember back in, what was it, the 30s or 40s when they had the first depression? And then they got out of that. And it seems like it's been going back to that ever since they got out of that. It started out good on this high slope, and then it just starts going back down again. And now where we're at today is at towards the bottom, where it's going to bottom out again. Shit's going to get really awful, and then... People will be like, huh, things are shit, we better make changes. But people aren't, it's like that movie, people aren't going to evolve until they're at the precipice where they're forced to either die or change.
Yep.
And that's when shit will change. And that sucks that people are like that, that it has to get so fucking shitty. You have to see your friends die before you think about what the fuck's going on and that, oh... I better change.
It's going to be a major wake-up call for a lot of
people.
It's
going to be so huge, dude. Oh, my God. I sleep with my gun every night going, oh, my God, one of these days, it is going to be on, and we're going to live to fucking see it. I can guarantee it. We're going to live to see it.
Yep.
Chris says 2012, the apocalypse, and that's totally going to fucking happen.
I don't think it's going to be apocalypse, like, detonate, hit the button. It's going to be like, shit is on.
It's going to be like what we were talking about a long time ago. What would you do if we had no electricity? We're not going to have electricity, we're not going to have oil, all of these creature comforts that we're used to. The fucking triangle hierarchy of needs. The first being, you know, the necessity, fucking food and nourishment. It's going to go back to that. We're not going to be up here with our luxury fucking penthouses and apartments and our bottled water. We're going to be at the fucking bottom scrounging for shit to fucking feed ourselves with.
Yep.
We're not going to have semis bringing in all this fucking manufactured food. We're not going to have plants manufacturing the food. We're not going to have any of that shit. And all of these people that are so caught up in living this way, like me and you and a lot of the people we know, we can quickly adapt to these things. Like, we can go out and kill deer and have campfires and all that shit. And it's not going to be a fucking problem. But these people that live in big cities, all of the elderly people, all of that kind of shit, they're going to die. And that's going to be the end of it, you know? They're not going to be able to go out and hunt their own fucking food. And it's going to get to that point, I think. I'd hate to be the fucking pessimist, but that's how I am.
I
want to
get this out there real quick also, man. Like, in the Bible, I'm not a Bible thumper or anything, but it does say in Revelations that the end of the world, the apocalypse, basically, like, the revelations of this shit is going to be the largest transfer in wealth that we're ever going to see. And because of the internet, that's what we're watching happen.
Right.
And as that happens, we're going to get so poor because the poor people are going to have to buy food. We're still going to have to buy fucking toilet paper. I mean, we don't have to necessarily, but the people in California aren't thinking like, oh, man, Revelations is coming. You know, like, better cut back on a few things. They're thinking, get what you can while you
can. Exactly. And that's making it come even faster.
Exactly.
You're not only, like, normal living, people are greedy, and we get as much of shit as we can.
Yep.
If we see shit getting bad, we're gonna, like, do you remember during Y2K what the gas stations were like? People were taking more than what they needed, you know? They were freaking out. They were stockpiling shit because each individual person, rather than everyone working together and being like, let's survive this together, they're like, I'm gonna get mine, and person number two is like, I'm gonna get mine. And when everybody tries to get their own, That doesn't work. You run out of shit.
We gotta learn how to share, man.
You have to share. Like, that was fucking kindergarten we learned that. Yeah. You fucking retards.
This is funny. My grandma, every time she goes to Arizona, she's like, we have all these people escaping into America, and they're like, we have all these Mexicans, and they bunk up 20 people to a 3-bedroom shack. I mean, that's fucking smart, and it's an entire family. Their culture is family working together more so than our country, which family is completely deteriorated because of how the governments position things and because of the way that the media positions things. Our family's pulled apart. But where families work together, that's how shit's going to have to work.
They don't want you to work together. And I hate to say it, but your precious government that you elected, so to speak, to put in front of you, they don't want you doing that. They want you separate. They want you scared because that's how they can control you. And 26 says, I used to buy jugs at the store for $5 a jug for a water cooler in my house. Was I getting ripped off? Yeah, kind of. And Chris says, the end will come after a greater depression than 1929. I assume he looked that up because Chris doesn't know things. Like, if I was at work today and I was like, hey, Chris, when was the Great Depression? He was like, oh, well, actually, Matt, it was 1929. No, he Googled that, so I'm pretty sure that's when it was.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's crazy. I'm glad you guys that listen to this show kind of agree because when this shit happens, we'll have a nice little compound up here in Montana. Feel free to come fucking survive with us. We can do fucking podcasts. Scribe style.
Indie 317 cam guy. Fuck the government.
Yes, thank you.
It's actually government.
That's fine.
Just want to get that out there. But no, yeah. Fuck the government. That's totally, like, I think I was reading
it. Oh, real quick? Chris says, fuck you, I did not.
Did not what?
Google it, probably.
Oh, that's okay.
That's fine.
I just want to say, like, when the government started, like, the American government, yeah, it was kind of fucked up. Of course, it was probably corrupt, but they were saying crazy things like...
Shit had to be done, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But we've gotten so far from what that shit was, dude. There's no fucking way.
Like, a quote that I read a while back from, like, Abraham Lincoln is just... It was pretty much something like...
Holy
just
shit, imagine, what the fuck are you doing?
Imagine what the government officials are going to be like when they realize that they write their own checks. And that's a serious issue now, man.
Well, that's that whole quote about power corrupts and absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. That's what it fucking is, dude. Yep. People... I don't know. Is it our nature that we're just greedy? Because not everyone is like that. Like, granted,
we're
born
into it. It's our fucking society. It's the way we congregate. So it's the way we do things.
It's our environment, but we created our environment. So it's the TV programming, granted. I'm sure that's what it is. But
there's quite a bit of
it. I don't watch TV, and I'm not like that. Like, I don't surround myself with as much shit as I can. If I did, I wouldn't have blown over $100,000 on drugs in the past fucking 10 years.
I don't care about money.
I don't.
And it's coming down to it. I'm starting to realize little things in my own house that I'm just like, why do I have so much? Like, I have all these DVDs, but it's like, what the shit is a DVD going to do for me when shit hits the fan?
That's the thing, dude. Yeah. Whoever dies with the most toys still dies, dude. Yeah, You're not taking that shit with
you. Same with books, man.
You're not even taking that shit with you when it comes down to it. If you're fleeing your house, I'm sorry. You're not going to be like, hold on, apocalypse. Let me get the U-Haul so I can load up all this shit I wasted the past 50 fucking years of my life collecting. No, that shit is going to go up in a ball of fucking fire, and you're going to look at it and you're going to fucking cry because you just wasted your life on nothing. Ashes and dust.
Yep.
Your whole life amounted to shit. You're not, I don't know. You have to focus on what matters. You can't just go around trying to get as much of shit as you possibly can.
Family is what matters. Family.
It is.
That is the one thing you're going to build, and it's going to be a legacy, and it will always be
there. And not just
until your kids stop fucking.
Not just relatives. Like, the people you meet, the connections you make. That's what's fucking important. Not this stupid bullshit that Walmart's having a fucking sale, or Black Friday's the biggest shopping day of the year, so we all better go out there. That is not important.
But we're so brainwashed.
I wish more people would see that. But
even you and I are completely brainwashed.
But yeah, you can't help it. You're bombarded with this sensory overload 24/7. In my sleep, I hear the neighbor's TV commercials. That shit has to have some effect on me.
Yep.
When I'm sleeping and shit, like, people surround themselves with it willingly, even. You walk down the street, you're hit with it. Like, you cannot escape it. I mean, thejamhole.com/donate. Boom. There's another one, dude. It never fucking ends. Granted, that money goes into the show so we can do shit like live video and have all these fucking people in here being like, yeah, fuck this shit. We need to change some shit before shit gets shitty. Like, that's, I don't know, man. What?
Paulo 01, I have to stock up on toilet paper and deodorant and may strive, but I refuse to smell like a Frenchman.
That, see, and if he was in our compound with us, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, this
I'd
is true.
I'd be like, hey, thank you for not stinking.
Or fucking some scented candles and thanks like for, some incense.
Thanks for bringing toilet paper, because one of the few creature comforts that I would still like to enjoy is not having to wipe my ass with fucking pine needles.
Or my hand.
Or my hand. Yep. Or a piece of Ben's shirt. I don't want to have to do that.
I don't want that either.
All right. Well, that's enough of that shit. You ready to do something funny?
That's a load off my mind, though.
I do
thanks.
Feel better. Yes. I feel much better. All right. Thank you very much.
A little ventilation.
So, are you ready for some confessions?
I'm down. Let's all right. do that.
I love this shit. I love... what is this person love? Just speaking of what we were just talking about, I love... red nail polish, because that makes me pretty, and being pretty makes me desirable, which is understandable. I love every single shade of red nail polish Maybelline and CoverGirl have come out with in the past 10 years, huh. And I have one of each. I love red nail polish.
I could not take a person like that seriously.
Like, if
not even for a second.
If you guys were having dinner and shit, and you're like, so what are you into? And the first thing she says is, I love red nail polish. I just love it.
Like, you got...
I have three different shades on right now. Oh, I would punch her and leave.
I
would
like, punch you got her... the tab. I'm out.
And yes, I was just going to say, I would punch her, stick her with the check, and leave.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to stop eating meat. ... Eventually.
Well,
that's awesome. That's like
a good thought.
That's the only thing I do eat. I don't think I could survive on vegetables. I would just constantly puke them up and be like, this is disgusting. I'm not a fucking rabbit. I have carnivorous teeth. I will eat you if I have to. And that's the other thing. See, like, I'm prepared to handle that kind of shit. Like, if it comes down to it, I will just go outside and cap somebody, drag them back to my fucking lair, and fucking have dinner. Like, I'm not that worried
Dude,
about it. I'm sorry. I'm not that worried about it. I'm not out there breaking my back trying to grow fucking turnips and shit. Like, I'm going to walk out there. I'm going to shoot the first meaty-looking person I see, and I'm going to dine. Like, that's it. I will survive.
Straight up cannibalism.
Gloria Gaynor, dude. Call me Miss Gaynor, because I will fucking survive. Oh, I love you too. Short and sweet. I am such a cunt. Oh. We all know one of those, huh? Ben?
Yeah.
You know? Some of us have had the luxury in our lives to run into more than others, but we all know at least one. I know it, but I'll probably never really admit it. Like, just now, this was just fakely, anonymously admitting it. Like, I will never in real life be like, you know what? I am a fucking cunt. I can't put enough emphasis on that without maxing out my fucking levels, but I am a fucking cunt. Just awful. Next one here. I could play with my hard-on right now. I could. I think that goes for all of us dudes that have hard-ons right now, me included. I could play with it right now if I wanted to. But I don't want to. I have willpower. I have self-control. I have a hard-on. Right now. I could play with it, but I don't want to. Huh. Yeah. Is that, like... has that been bugging you all day that you're like, God,
just had to get that off my chest.
I can't wait till I get home and can just get this off my fucking chest, man. I have this hard on. You think, how many of these the people that write these confessions, when all this shit goes down, how many of these people do you think will survive?
Well, it really depends on how much money their parents have, I suppose.
Paulo says, Matt has a hard-on. Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. Gotta move myself. Okay. Weird. Dot, dot, dot. I call this girl my best friend. That's weird. But yet, there are things she does and says that makes me want to slap her. And not like a, you know, pimp slap or something. Just a good stiff smack to the mouth. Like, she just does some shit sometimes that I'm just like, oh, I just want to smack the shit out of you. Who the fuck is she? Sometimes I think she deep down doesn't like me. Like, is this your girlfriend or your mom?
I call this girl
my best friend, my BFF.
The BFFs.
Like, are you guys, know. Is it a mutual BFF or are you, is it just a BF? Like, you're her best friend, but she's not yours. She, like, doesn't even know your name, dude. Actually, I've never even talked to her. I just watch her through her window. You ever done that?
No.
Oh, man, you have not lived.
You're not living yet.
The adrenaline. Am I going to get caught? I don't know. I'm trying to be really quiet, but you never know. Neighbors could see you.
With this hard-on going.
With this fucking hard-on. This Hadron Collider.
What?
Oh, I'm really.
Did you break the bell?
Do you know what I just spilled?
You're a rock star?
No.
Salvia water?
Yes. That was the first. Oh.
That's such a bad smell.
I know.
Sounds like someone has to take a shot of something.
Party foul. I've never done that before. God damn it.
Matt looks like my guitar teacher that cheats on his wife with 14-year-old girls and is so burnt out on acid his memory only lasts like 4 days.
Thank you.
That's who Matt looks like.
26. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, I love
Ben
it.
Ben looks like this guy that came knocking on my door the other day, and I was like, can I help you? And he's like, yeah, I have to do this. I just want you to know that I just moved into your neighborhood, and I'm a sex offender.
Oh.
That's what he looks like. That's what Ben looks like. Touche.
Touche.
So, best friend, want to slap her. She doesn't like me, I think. Purposely, she says stuff to piss me off. Like, on purpose. Just to spite.
Can you believe that bitch?
Just to spite me. This bitch right here. Who the fuck is she? I don't think she likes me. You know how I know that? Because sometimes she says stuff just to piss me off. She's like, hey, how's your little dick doing? And I'm like, ah! That pisses me off. You know I'm sensitive about my dick size. And she says that shit because she knows it gets to me. But she acts innocent. She's just like, hee-hee-hee, how's your little dick?
Is this a boy or a girl saying this?
I really just want to hit her sometimes. I hope it's a dude. I think it's a dude.
I think
because girls would just actually go there and talk it out. Guys would come on some anonymous fucking confession site and be like, da-da-da-da, da-da-da. This could be used as evidence if you actually do hit her and you get called the cops on. Better watch out. They'll do that.
Dude, I'm hungry.
What?
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we got to wrap this up, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Ben's hungry. We'll talk to you Monday. Goodbye.
How funny would that be?
Go eat.
No, fuck.
I'm done.
No, it's
the show's over, dude. Go eat.
No. What am I going to eat?
I'm fucking dick for all I care.
You
what
don't
do
have
you
shit
eat?
In your refrigerator.
What do you usually eat?
Not dick.
Dick for all I care.
Chris the pizza man. Fuck Ben.
Chris, bring us a pizza.
Lol, lol.
Seriously. I'm sorry that I've lied, cheated, and stolen virginity from everyone I've been with. And in all, I've not been faithful to my Lord Jesus and God the Father. Hey, aren't you missing someone? What about my friend, a little guy I like to call the Holy Spirit? You can't have the Holy Trinity with just two. That would just be a double, not a trinity.
It'd be a duplex.
It'd be a fucking duplex, dude. It'd be a broplex. Oh, dude, speaking of broplex, when we were at dinner and shit, because I guess Ryan was, like, watching me and my awkwardness at, like, touching this girl that I'm trying to do. That sounds awful. But, like, hold, you know, petting and that doesn't
flirting,
sound much
better.
Flirting,
the girly, yeah,
thank
you. Flirting.
In my flirtatious runabouts, he gave me a nickname.
And?
And from now on, I guess my name is Bromeo.
That sucks.
But then he said Braden had to be Bruliette or something like that. So, I don't know. But
Braden, where is Braden? He hasn't been on the chat for quite a while.
He's in there. He just isn't saying anything. He's enjoying the show. He's like watching us as we slowly ruin the jam hole.
He's like, oh, Ben, you're so handsome.
I'm glad you're licking my pop filter, Ben. Thank you for that. That I'm going to use Monday because that's my one day to do the show now. Because my name's Braden and I have a job that pays me $120 every 2 weeks.
Holy shit.
Hope that's worth it, bro. Bromeo. Bromeo, not... Bromeo. Wherefore art thou, Bromeo? Whether tis Brobla to suffer the slings and arrows of thy frenemy. I bet you could rewrite Hamlet using the book of Brocab.
Do it. You should do it.
We should fucking do it. That's going to be my next project after this emo poetry album that actually Ben is now helping me work on. So I guess
this is true.
Half of them, or maybe less than half, but quite a few of these emo poetry episodes are going to actually have beats to them. It's going to be cool, I think. I don't know. Is that cool?
Braden said, I'm too stoned to focus on the chat and the show.
Yeah, the chat's kind of ridiculous. There's so many people in there. Like, this is a record for us, actually. I'm happy to say.
How many is it? 12?
Yes. Thank you for ruining it. I was going to say, like, 40 and just lie, because the people that listen to the podcast version would have been like, wow, now I want to go join. But thank you. Yeah, actually, it's more like 8, because 3 of those are me with these cameras. All right, so I need to apologize because I've lied, cheated, stolen. I've basically done everything Jesus, who's my Lord, and his dad, God, told me not to do. Please forgive me, as I will continue trying to be a better person. I like that whole thing. Like, I can just fuck off and be a total piece of shit. Because all I have to do is say, I'm sorry, I'll try next time. How about you quit trying and you start actually doing?
Yeah.
You fucking religious
faith
hypocrite.
Without works.
Thank you. Oh, I think dude. I saw that on a shirt somewhere.
No, that's...
Please help guide away the evil that I bring into my life and which stalks me daily. Amen. Oh, I didn't know we were praying. I'm sorry. Can we bow our heads in prayer?
Should we get on our knees for a moment?
You can. Over here. I mean...
Not if you're going to be on the couch.
Okay. I sit here and I wonder... Dot, dot, dot. What do I want to do with life? Dot, dot, dot. Sometimes I feel like I'm so lazy and I just don't want to do anything. Should I run at my ideal target? Or should I stop and change paths? I am here, brother. I am at the fork in the road, and I'm hungry. I want to just take that fork and that knife and that steak that's in my heart of hearts. What should I do? I want to be so much more and well paid. Now, why would you want to be well paid? You greedy fuck. You be paid enough to get what you need. Don't be well paid. And yet it seems like the possibility eludes me every time I try. Dot, dot, dot. Someone, dear God, someone help me with this choice. This USDA choice. Please, something or someone, show me the path I need to travel. Well, I'll tell you what, the path doesn't start at www.grouphug.us. I'm just throwing that out there right now for you.
The righteous path?
Yeah, like, what do you, are you trying to get to Nirvana?
Hold on, Chris the Pizza Man, you can only repent once, so I said per sin. I didn't feel that he saw it enough, so I said per sin again, and then 3 more question marks. He said... Yeah, you can't just keep sinning and be forgiven over the same thing.
Actually, you can. That's kind of the cool thing about being Christian, is you can just do all this fucked up douche shit, and every time you do it, you can just repent, and it's a clean slate.
That's, I don't like that philosophy at all.
No shit! talk about writing the biggest fucking loophole into a set strict set of fucking directions of how to live. It's like you shouldn't want to believe this shit because this is the easiest one and I can just, I have this set of guidelines because I'm a retard and I don't know what's good. I didn't know. I'm glad you told me I shouldn't kill people because otherwise, if I didn't know that was bad, oh my God. Literally, my God, I would just kill people.
Chris, but the Pete's Man says, read the Satanic Bible.
I have that here if you'd like to
read it. Do you really? Yeah. I would totally read it.
All right. I am very aware. Or no, not aware. Excuse my face. I'm very wary. Two totally different words. That
weary?
Kind of the opposite.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm very wary of Asian Muslims. Have you ever seen an Asian Muslim?
What's he taught? Okay, go. I want to go.
I get the impression that they think they're better than the rest of civilization. I think their plan is to take over the world and rid the planet of any other religion but theirs. You can almost kind of say that's what every religion is trying to do. Like, that's the whole part of, like, going out and witnessing to people is to get as many people to believe your bullshit as you can before you die. Because,
for the money.
Right, well, and that for while you're on Earth. But then when you die, God comes down and he goes to the leaders of every religion and they hand them their fucking cards and they tally up how many people each religion's gotten and the one that got the most wins. That's how you get to heaven, right? You have to recruit the most people.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
Is this... Are you being serious?
Seriously.
At all.
That's it. God comes down out of his cloud.
Where did you read that?
With Jesus, right here, at his right hand. Because Jesus sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
Okay.
Okay. As in the Apostles' Creed.
Gotcha.
Okay. That'll be in Luther's Small Catechism, page 14. Halfway down. No, I don't know that.
Okay.
But that is it. And then you have the Holy Spirit here. All right.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. The one that makes people talk crazy, speaking in tongues, and puts a little flame over their heads.
That's like crazy.
In the Pentecost. Okay.
Like you're fucking in a mushroom trip.
Right. And then that makes the trifecta, the Trinity, God the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
Right. And then he comes down. They all three come down. And they're like, scorecards, please, to all the leaders. The Pope, the fucking Luther, whoever the fuck.
Mormon.
Right, the Whatever. Mormon, Joseph Smith.
Joseph, John the Baptist, how did you do this round?
Right, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, okay. And then he counts them all up because he's God. He doesn't really have to count them up. Well, come to think of it, he probably doesn't even have to get the scorecards. He just knows.
That's what I would do if I was God.
Right, and then whoever has the most wins. And they get heaven for 7,000 years. Muslims. I didn't know there was such an animal. And I definitely didn't know they were trying to take over the world. But that's good to know. I'm glad I know now. A few more here. I hate looking at other guys.
What?
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about other guys and having to look at them?
That's just kind of a ridiculous statement.
Like, when I look at you, I boil up with hatred. Reading all these turns me on.
What?
That one was mine. I'm sorry.
I was like...
No, I'm kidding. But reading these does turn me on. I've been dating a girl for 2.5 years, and my best friend has been dating his girlfriend on and off for the same time period. So, dude and chick, 2.5 years, and then this dude's best friend and that dude's chick... on and off for the same time. Got it so far? I love my girlfriend to death, but I wish I could have his girl for just one day.
Just for like 15 minutes.
Actually, I don't even need her for the whole fucking day. Who are we kidding? I'm going to fuck her like once and be like, oh, so that's what it's like.
Oh, that's okay.
That's what it's like putting my penis where my best friend's penis has just been.
Shazam, SF. Point the camera at your crotch.
Me or what?
Who are you talking to?
I don't like that. Okay. Have you ever done that?
Have I ever wanted?
I've kind of thought about that. Like, I've had friends that have been like, man, just to fuck her once. Not like a whole day.
I've always just thought, like, dude, your girlfriend is wicked hot.
I wonder what that's like. Because I've totally never been with someone wicked hot. No? Sorry.
Oh, uncomfortable, silly
boys. I didn't mean to.
Shazam.
What?
Shazam.
I mean, if you guys want to, hold on.
Shazam, whose crotch are you discussing? No response. No response. Fucking a hot friend
is not
better?
A good
idea.
Anything else?
Just, Shazam said yay.
Okay.
Right, good.
Can I
good.
Continue
Proceed.
With, can I continue with my confessions now? Are we good?
I'd say so.
The cat's looking at me like it's about to pounce on my dick, so...
What are you doing?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
She's saying thank you. Are you masturbating?
Maybe. It isn't even sexual...
What is going on
it
here?
Isn't even sexual attraction. I just want to, you know, trade for a day. We just have a lot in common. I mean, I talk to her a lot, and he gets mad about it, of course. I once told her how I felt, and he wouldn't talk to me for a while, which is...
Matt, take your hand out of your pants and make me a little uncomfortable.
I'd make the air quotes, but my other hand's kind of busy, but just one day.
Matt.
What?
Chris the Pizza Man says, please stop Matt.
Oh, sorry.
God,
are we good? This is for the live listeners.
God, stop. Rub on it. What the fuck?
Okay. Sorry.
Is your hand out of your pants yet? Oh, my God. I look over, and he's sniffing his hand. I hope the cam catches that here in a moment, because it's gonna. Oh, here it comes, guys. Are you watching? Hop up and sniff.
That was better to watch in the replay.
Holy shit.
Man.
Why is this? What is going on?
All right. My anus really itches. I use a... Are you fucking kidding me? Really? Right now? That's kind of where my finger was just at. That's why this is weird for me. Sorry.
Burger 77 says, group crickle jerk.
Circle jerk.
I think you meant circle.
Got it. My anus really itches. Do you want to know why? Because I use a dildo sometimes in the shower. But the skin only gets raw. Weird / kind of smiley face. Have you ever used a dildo in the shower?
No.
Does your anus really itch?
No.
Well, okay. Because I guess... Word to the wise, a little FYI, apparently if you use a dildo sometimes in the shower, your anus will itch. Just saying.
What? This show has went to madness. Like,
this is madness! Why'd she say my crotch? I don't know. I want him so bad, I'm not even joking. Like, you might think this is a comedy podcast, but I'm not joking right now. I want him so bad. Oh my goodness, now. ... If he were to ask me for sex, ... I'd say yes. Yes to full sex. Bang!
Ah.
Can you please focus on what we're doing here? Please. Christ.
Yes, okay.
You're like a fucking child sometimes.
Because I was going to surf the internet while staring at a computer.
Can we do this show?
Oh, sorry.
We're doing a show right now.
Okay.
It seems like I have to say that to you once a show. Once an episode that you're on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'll wait.
No, that's okay, but we're good.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Christ almighty. I'm sorry, and the Holy Ghost, and God the Father. You gotta get all three in there.
The YMCA.
Yes, yes, he's so cute. Fuck, I want him so bad. If he just came up to this chick and was like, hey, you, full sex, now, I'd say yes. Yes, yes, yes. She would say yes 3 times.
Really?
Sometimes when I see men out in public... I want to jump on them and start having crazy wild sex.
Who is this chick?
I don't know, but I'd like to meet her.
Yeah, let's find her.
Even if they're dirty and gross sometimes, I get really turned on by that. Dirty and gross? Is really
Shazam, is that a good thing?
Is that you, Shazam?
Shazam. All right.
Sorry. Had to get that off my crotch. It's making me want to put my hand back down there.
Good. Good.
That's crazy. I've thought of that, but I thought that was just more of like a guy thing. Like seeing, you know, just random
hot
girls
chicks
walking down the street. And even if they're kind of scrubby, just being like, what would it be like to just run over there and just rip off clothes and start having crazy wild sex?
Full sex.
Full sex. Even if they're dirty and gross sometimes, because I really get turned on by that.
Ugh, I fucking don't do that.
I'd take her home and hose her off first.
take her to the car wash and put her on the hood.
All right, three more.
Drive through.
Three more, and then we'll do some news. All right. I want to have a steamy love affair with... I got to wash my hand, too.
Thank God. Dude, that's so... Kidding. That was
I'm
weird.
Clean. I'm kidding.
You can't be that clean.
How?
Because you're fucking packing bottles of water, sweating balls
really?
All day.
Really, dude? Because yeah. I totally didn't shower before I went out to this awesome fucking party thing.
Oh, hence the polo shirt. Okay, I get it.
Right? I gotta pop my collar real quick. Okay. I'm gonna finish off the confessions. Collar pop. Let me know if you notice a difference. I wanna have a steamy love affair with a married man at least blank years older than me. How many years? I'll pop my collar again. How many years at least older than me, steamy love affair, he has to be married?
10.
15. But 15. Good guess. At least 15 years older than me. So what is that, 25, he'd have to be 40? What? I don't understand that. Like, usually chicks that are with guys like that are trying to have sex with younger dudes. Like, 40?
Yeah.
Huh.
A 40-year-old
well, maybe
man.
If she is 15, then that's only, what, 30? So that's like my age.
That girl's crazy.
But then, like, I don't know. I personally couldn't understand having sex with someone that was 15.
You know what's funny?
I draw the line at 16. I mean,
back
15,
in the Wild Wild West days, they would be like...
That's weird.
I'm hitting, like, 30. I better go buy some chick.
Well, that's
she's
got
to be, like, 12 or 13 at least, or she can't get pregnant.
That's because back then, they only lived to be about 40.
Yeah, I know.
That.
I know,
if
but why
that.
Has it changed now? Like, what the shit?
Well, yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, people now are living
I mean,
to
100. I'm not saying I'm buying 13 and 12-year-old girls. Like, here, family, I'll give you, you know, $30,000. Can I have your 13-year-old child so I can impregnate her?
Excuse my face. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. That's- and, like, why would you even want to do that? Could you imagine raising a kid with a chick that's 15?
Yeah.
That would be like you, older dude, taking care of two kids.
Yeah.
Like, no shit.
Yeah, dude, that would be so lame.
How the fuck does that sound like
but
fun?
Back then it was like, you stay at home, you're gonna fucking wash things, kind of tidy up. There better be some dinner when I'm done fucking
what is
carving out this bowl.
What? Hold on. What the fuck is a 15-year-old gonna cook for dinner?
Whatever the hell I bring home.
Good answer. Good fucking answer.
Ugh.
Oh, all right. I just dumped this girl over Skype who came here to Germany to live abroad. Fuck, she was A bad in bed. Instead of like A plus, you are A bad. That is like A negative in bed.
You're typo negative in bed.
I just had to get rid of her and find someone who screams more. I'm into screamers. I don't know if you know that about me, Ben. I like girls that scream.
Just give me an example of what you're talking about, man.
Well, like, say... Let's take this example. I just got done dumping this bitch over Skype. You know what Skype is?
I have no
idea.
It's
internet telephone calls. I put on my Skype headset... And then wherever she was at in the world, she put on her Skype headset. And then I made the call. I went into the matrix, if you will. And we connected on that higher level. So, like, when we were fucking and shit, she was just A negative in bed, just horrid. She was like, I don't know, man. I need her to scream more. When I'm fucking him, like, this chick that I just got done dumping over Skype, I had to sneak it into her asshole just to get her to scream the way I wanted her to scream.
Burger like, 77, I like to choke bitches.
Amen to that. I know bitches that like to be choked, and it's fun. But sometimes, man, you get to a point where you're like, if I keep doing this, I might not stop. So you might want to hurry up and come because you might not make it through this.
Dude, I live down the hall from this chick, and I could seriously hear her moan from, like, literally down the hall. And I would see her creep up into her nasty little studio apartment with a dude. The next day, like, some random other dude. Like, next day, like, some kid from fucking high school. Like,
that
next
you know,
week,
dude's like, hey, Ben,
no,
hey,
like,
what's
no,
up?
No, literally, like, yo, Ben, I'm gonna go plow, dude. And
you're then, like, hey, going down the hall? He's like, oh, shit.
And then, I mean, literally, and then she got together with this dude. He was like a jock baseball player.
Okay.
And he's just a dick. I'm pretty sure he beats her at this point.
Of
She's
course.
So fucking retarded. And then I hear them having full sex from down the hall. And I'm just like, okay, finally I move out.
Because of that? Is that what was
That just added to the habitat. The
insult to injury, we like to say on this show.
Like, not only, it smelled, dude, there was crackheads, it smelled like mold, it smelled like piss sometimes.
Mm.
Hot piss, dude, the furnace
didn't work.
And that's
just your bedroom.
Yeah.
Come like, on.
You, like, walk into the hall, dude, it's like, damn, rotting body in the walls, man.
Mm.
So then I go into my house, and then I can hear the chicks sexing up, dude, from down the hall, like, walking
so
in my apartment.
You're saying sensory overload. I hear her sexing up. I smell piss and shit, and I'm seeing all of this just awful
and there,
disgust.
And there's meth heads cruising. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, this one chick's a prostitute that lives there.
Oh, pretty sure.
Like, I'm not
Dick
even...
Dick Dayson rolled in there once or twice. That was a local joke for just those of you in the Flathead Valley.
For
you
the
could,
lamers.
Hold on. You could probably Google Dick Dayson, Kalispell, Montana. And you'll know what we're talking about. He was ahead of the... I had talked about this a long time ago, but he was ahead of the church school I went to and a big player in the city. Yeah, Trinity.
What?
Dick Dayson. Well, he ran a bunch of shit for that school, too.
And he was straight pimping?
And this guy was, like, fucking prostitutes and feeding their pill addictions and their meth addictions and fucking these whores, and he got busted on
dude,
that shit.
Dude, and no shit, some of these girls I went to high school with.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding,
like,
dude.
It was a
they
huge,
were young.
It was a huge thing around here. It was fucking crazy.
And, like, when I found out about some of these chicks, I was like, what? No way, dude. That's nuts.
What? All right, so,
you're saying I could have rented her for an evening? What the shit?
I know, right? I have pills. That's all you needed? Fuck. So I just need a chick that screams more. Do you know what I mean now? Like, when you just slip it in real quick and they're just like, ah! Like, that kind of shit. I don't need her just being like,
Oh, that's nice. Do girls ever say that when you're doing it with them?
Oh, that? No.
They're like, oh, that's nice. And then, like, they
like
kind of just, like, turn a little.
Like, all sarcastic and shit. I'd be like, what, bitch? And then smack
like,
her.
Oh, real fucking cool, Matt. Come on.
I'd be like, well, if you weren't such a fat pig, I wouldn't have to fucking do that. Christ. All right, and the last one to finish it off. We're finishing it off strong tonight here with the confessions. Kyle likes big cock. I'm not even kidding. He loves the cock. Loves it.
Oh,
good. Oh, how fucking 26 says, this stuck-up bitch I know screams when she has sex, full sex. Her boyfriend's sister told me she walked in on them once. That's awesome. There was this, I'm not even going to mention it because I don't know the name. Well, it's this book I saw when I was at my friend's house, and it's like, it's this chick comedian, and she wrote a book about all these one-night stands, and there was, like, the very beginning of the book is how her and her sister were listening to their parents have sex, but they didn't know what it was because they were really young. So the older sister dared the younger sister, who's the author of this book about one-night stands. It's kind of entertaining if you guys find it. But she's like, I dare you to go up, run into mom and dad's room, and take a picture. And she's like, no. And she's like, I'll give you $5. And she did it, and she went up there. That just reminded me of that. And she went up there, and her dad, her mom had, like, this nurse outfit on, and her dad was choking her and fucking her and shit. And, like, The door opened. She took the picture, and her dad comes running down the stairs with this fucking belt about ready to just beat fucking ass.
Just lace into folks.
Yeah, dude. Fucking mom's up there with the nurse's shit on. He's got this weird leather shit on, and just he's running down with this belt, and they both run into the laundry room and lock the door and shit, and they hear him pound it. It was very entertaining. That just reminded me of that for some reason. All right, how long are we in here, please? Ben, that's your cue to do something.
I thought you were flipping your coin.
No, yeah, we're going to do some news. I just want to see how much time we have here. I mean, we have as much time as we want, obviously, but I'm just curious. Okay,
all right,
thank you.
123. All right,
so are you ready to do some news?
I'm down to do some news.
Call it in the air.
Heads.
Heads it is.
Damn.
Start us off, episode 130. I got to clean up this bong water.
Some of these... All right, you do that. All right, some of these are a little bit more controversial. I know how to start that shit.
Sorry.
All right, he's reminding me like a fucking dude. Oh, okay, anyway. And this one is called Police Get the Wrong House in Galveston, Allegedly Assault. It's 12-year-old girl. Sorry, I didn't add that on there. It was a little before 8 at night
this
when the...
fucking stinks,
dude. Yeah, I know, man. Bong water is the worst. All right. It was a little before 8 at night when the breaker went out at Emily Milburn's home in Galveston. She was busy preparing her children for school the next day, so she asked her 12-year-old daughter, Diamond, to pop outside and turn the switch back on. As Diamond headed out, headed toward the breaker, a blue van drove up and three men jumped out, rushing toward her. One of them grabbed her, saying, "You're a prostitute, you're coming with me." And so, can you hear that? Can you believe that shit? She's 12 and that happens to her just for running outside? Cops are so corrupt, man. That's all I gotta say, dude. Like, I didn't even know what to think. I was reading this a little bit earlier. That's nuts. And that's just what goes on lately.
I'm back.
Okay, Matt.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. And we've read stories in the past about cops raiding wrong places and shooting up shit and people getting shot and, like...
Yeah, dude. And they just
all over the wrong house. It's like, that's what you do. Get your information straight, you know?
Yeah, and not only that, but it's just like, oh, I really fucked up big time. I'll just write it as a different scenario here in my little black book.
Right. And
then I'll turn that into the judge, and they'll be like, okay, cop, you did good.
And you're totally fucking rolling into people's fucking homes and lives. Like, sorry, wrong house. Let me get my fucking 20-man SWAT team armed with AK fucking, or not AKs, but the ARs.
Fucking that, shots,
I
shotguns.
I mean, could you imagine? And then they're like, oh, sorry, wrong house. I would sue the fuck out of them.
You'd
get
probably
cash,
lose.
And then move.
Okay, Diamond grabbed onto a tree and started screaming, "Daddy, daddy, daddy." One of the men covered her mouth. Two of the men beat her about the face and
what?
Throat.
How old is she?
She's 12.
Are you kidding?
That's nuts, dude. That's
that is
so
nuts.
Bad.
And yes, 26, we will talk about the Duggar family. I totally forgot about that, but thank you for reminding me.
I'm not sure what that is. As it turned out, the three men were plainclothed Galveston police officers who had been called to the area regarding three white prostitutes soliciting a white man and a black drug dealer.
And they, a 12-year-old, though? I mean, granted, that does happen, but I don't know. That just seems...
That's
like
sad,
you just
man.
See this 12-year-old taking out the trash or whatever, and you're like, "Well, that must be her." I don't know.
Wait till we get to this next part.
Please.
This is fucked.
Please.
All this is according to a lawsuit filed in Galveston Federal Court by Milbert against the officers. The lawsuit alleges that the officers thought Diamond, an African American, was a hooker due to the tight shorts she was wearing. Despite not fitting the racial description of any of the female suspects, the police went to the wrong house two blocks away from the area of the reported illegal activity. Milbert's attorney, Anthony Griffin, tells Hairballs.
So...
What?
How do you make that mistake? That's like me delivering water, like, to a house two blocks away from where I was supposed to be. Like, you have an address, obviously. You have intel from all of the fucking reconnaissance they've been running, like, months before. You don't just pull addresses out of a fucking hat and be like, "Well, it must be this one."
That's
oh, there's a white girl.
Come flying out the van like, "You're a prostitute," and just swipe up some little girl.
Okay,
dude.
I will give them that. 12-year-olds nowadays dress like little fucking whores because they're being raised by fucking children. Because
they need attention.
And they have these little tight...
And that's the only way they can go about it, because that's what MTV teaches them.
Exactly. They wear these little tight shorts that in glitter on the butt say their boyfriend's name, or hottie, or slut, or whore, whatever the fuck. I could see how the SWAT team or whoever got that confused. But to, like, just mob up on them, like, it's not a drug... cartel. It's a couple of whores. I'm sure they're not armed and dangerous unless they have herpes or something.
Herpes and razor blades and needles.
But yeah, I don't know. That just seems really crazy.
After the incident, Diamond was hospitalized and suffered black eyes as well as throat and eardrum injuries.
Damn. Punched that bitch in the throat.
And cops are tough and mean,
that's
dude.
That's harsh, especially Texas cops.
Oh, I dude, they're rough.
See that.
That's what my grandma's like, Ben, never go to prison in Texas. They're still rocking like the death penalty in the chair chain gangs in the hot sun.
They kill retards there.
Dude, I read the craziest story about this place in Texas, and it was like a mental institution for the handicapped where like the people that worked there got in a shitload of trouble because they would beat mentally challenged people until they'd stop crying or they weren't conscious, so they didn't have to hear them.
Right,
and
that makes
sense. They were supposed to take care of them, but really they would just be like, oh, he's just a retard. Let him sit in his own feces for a few hours.
Right,
because or like, retards, you pissed yourself. I'm not dealing with that. You're fucking, you know, you're 17. You can handle that.
It's like, if you're going to incarcerate retards, you got to deal with that shit.
Oh, dude. I don't know. Texas is still weird. I heard this is just rumor, but I'll just get
word
this out
on the street.
Yeah, I heard they passed a law, or a judge wants to pass a law, or something to that effect, that if a person dies in the hospital from a taser that has electrified them too much, the doctor can no longer put that in the report because it'll make the police look bad down there.
Oh, and we don't want to do that because the police are perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Police are human too. God. Even more so with that whole power corruption thing, because they have a lot of power.
They have a lot of power.
They are corrupt as fuck, dude. Corrupt as fuck.
What was that movie with Denzel Washington and their... It's all about that.
Training Day?
Training.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Take a ding for that.
That's totally how it
and
is.
And you know it's fucking like that, too, out yeah, there. Man. It's crazy, man. These streets is rough.
Not Montana streets, of
well,
course.
Well, not here, but, you know, where you guys
yeah,
probably
speaking
live.
For the U.S.
Right.
Overall.
For the us of A, you know, right. It's tough out there, man. We're in a depression. It's crazy.
All right. 3 weeks later, according to the lawsuit, police went to Diamond School where she was an honor student and arrested her for assaulting a public servant.
After that happened?
Yeah.
What?
Griffin says the allegations stem from when Diamond fought back against the three men who were trying to take her from her home. The case went to trial, but the judge declared it a mistrial.
Mistrial? Sound it out, bro.
A mistrial.
Thank you.
Mistress.
Holy Christ.
Declared a mistrial on the first day, says Griffin. The new trial is set. What? So he declared it as a mistrial, like, oh, this can't be right. Let's get the facts and wait a while.
Seriously, three well-trained fucking SWAT team members against a 12-year-old and she
assaulted?
Like, really? They're just pissed because they fucked up, went to the wrong house, so now they're going to try to get her on
something. Cover their tracks, yeah.
Exactly. They're like, well, she did assault us. Dude. It's like, well, you ran up on me, nigga. What the fuck am I supposed to do?
All right, so, according blah, 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 the case went to trial, but the judge declared a mistrial. The new trial is set for February. I think we'll be okay, says Griffin. I don't think an injury will find a 12-year-old girl. What? I don't think
God
a jury will find
damn.
A 12-year-old girl who's just sitting outside her house. Any 12-year-old attacked by three men and told that she's a prostitute is going to scream and yell for daddy and hit back and do whatever she can. She's scared to death.
Well, no,
I am really bad at reading this evening.
Isn't that like what they teach you? Like what to do if a stranger comes up and tries to abduct? You scream, you yell, you kick and punch.
You bite,
that's
you kick
what
dicks, and you run.
Exactly, dude. And to a 12-year-old girl, I mean, she is not like, oh, you guys are cops. No, actually, I'm not a whore. I'm actually on the honor roll. And they just run up on her and try to grab her. That's what she was taught to fucking do.
She should have said that. Just be like, no, I'm on the honor roll. It's cool.
It's cool.
Like,
check the bumper sticker.
No,
look at the bumper sticker. Look at the fucking sticker. That's me. I'm that child.
All right, since the incident Incident more than 2 years ago, Diamond regularly suffers nightmares in which police officers are raping and beating her and cutting off her fingers, according to the lawsuit. Griffin says he expects to enter mediation with the officers in early 2009 to resolve the... It shouldn't take that long.
Right?
What?
I mean, it's almost 2009, but when did this happen? Probably a few months ago.
It said 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Since the incident more than 2 years ago.
Right.
What?
That's, I don't know, man. That's crazy shit.
Okay, we got calls into the officer's lawyer. We'll let you know if we hear something. Update. This is from the officer's lawyer, William Helfand. Both the daughter and the father were arrested for assaulting a peace officer. The father basically attacked police officers as they were trying to take the daughter to custody after she ran off. Also, the city has investigated the matter and found that the conduct of the police officers was appropriate under the circumstance. Helfand says, it's unfortunate sometimes police officers have to use force against people who are using force against them, and the evidence will show that both these folks violated the law and forcibly resisted.
But you were at arrest. The wrong place. That Dude. Wasn't even the hooker you guys were after. Like, you totally fucked that shit up. Yeah.
I can't even believe... Dude, that is so disappointing
for
me.
You shouldn't be able to let any charges on that shit, because you went to the wrong place. She did nothing to... They should be brought up on some shit for that, dude. That's so fucked up that they can just do that. And you know, it's not like, well, we better get it right next time, because... If they don't, what are they going to do? The same fucking thing. It's not like they have to get it right.
That's sad for me to see.
I mean, I'm sure it doesn't happen all the time, but it happens. And it shouldn't happen ever.
You'd be surprised at how much it does happen.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it shouldn't happen
ever.
Adam's
block, that's probably a prime example of how shit goes down.
But just all the technology they have, and they are, it seems something more. Like, they were there for a reason, almost. I find it so hard to believe that you would get a place wrong by two blocks. I don't know. And
they're probably like, dude,
there would happen to just be that girl there. Like, it almost seems set up kind of in some weird way. I don't know. Maybe
cops are cruising and are like, damn, we're not finding three white hookers and a black drug dealer. Let's just fucking find something. We can't go back empty handed. Let's do this shit. And then they see that chick.
Indie Cam guy says, holy shit. And Ben corrected my spelling. You can't read, bud, okay?
I'm illiterate.
You're not allowed, from now on, you're not allowed to correct anybody's anything.
Okay.
Until you get, I need a proof of GED next time you come here. Otherwise, you don't get to read stories. And then Chris says they fucked her school life up, too. And yeah, like, she's not going to be able to go back to that school. People are going to be like, oh, you're that hooker that got arrested for beating up cops. Because you know how stupid kids are.
Yeah, dude.
Shit. They need to move. And the cops should probably give them some money for that.
They should.
I would sue the shit, dude.
Dude, that's so sad.
Fucked up, though. Yeah, like, her... I don't know. It seems kind of exaggerated that, like, but I guess a kid, you know, you'd have nightmares about that shit. You just get run up on by three big fucking people.
Grown men, they're not even in cop uniforms, dude.
Dude. Just three people rolling up on you and kidnapping you. And yeah, that's crazy.
Have you seen the taser down at the UCLA?
The don't tase me, bro.
Yeah. That's so fucked, dude.
Don't tase me, bro.
That's a fucking another incident.
I've seen that shit on a t-shirt. It's so ridiculous.
And that guy's just like, he's like, yo, what am I under arrest for? And they're like, you're resisting arrest. Fucking tase.
Don't tase me, bro.
That's what I would say, dude.
All right.
That's sad, man. You can't even sit in the library anymore.
This one is called Soldier's Eye Spilled Into His Hands.
Gross.
Take that in for a sec. Soldier's eye, an eye, spilling into your hands. Like, okay, just...
That sounds like something I would draw, kind of.
Yeah, totally.
Not gonna lie, dude.
I mean, feel free to illustrate any of these stories we do here. A soldier's told a Darwin court how the contents of his eye spilled into his hands and blood poured onto a nightclub floor after a glass was rammed into his face. Andrew Blaine needed more than 140 stitches following the early morning attack at the Lost Ark in Darwin's CBD, on June 22nd this year. The 28-year-old was celebrating with mates from the Defense Force because he was about to leave the city for a 10-week course to become a sergeant. Quote, my career with the Army has pretty much come to a standstill now, he told the magistrate's court today. I won't be able to continue that because I only have one eye now, so they won't be able to deploy me. Te Tuhi Puru Westrup, 43, has been... What the fuck kind of name is that? 43 has been charged with unlawfully causing serious harm. It's alleged the prison guard and rugby coach glassed Mr. Blaine after he bumped into him on the way to the dance floor. A little bro-to-bro misunderstanding. You guys are at the club. You're up in the club looking all fucking just hard, chilling, scoping out the honeys. This dude bumps you. You fucking tap him on the shoulder. He turns around. You pick up a glass. And you're like, duh! Just in his eye. Dude, people get killed for scuffing up another fool's gaiters. This dude got a glass shoved in his eye because he accidentally bumped a guy. Like, hey, excuse me, bro. Fucking duh!
Damn, dude.
Could you... That's why I don't go out, man. Clubs are dangerous and shit. That's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah, that's nuts, man.
You get killed around here. It's at a committal hearing in Darwin, Mr. Blaine described the damage done when the glass connected with his face. Quote, it cut up through the eye. I lost my eye. I lost my eye. My poison eye. I go, doo-doo-doo, doo-doo, and it bit my eye. Ah! Sorry.
What?
Jerky boys? What? Poison eye? Are you kidding me? You're younger than I am or something. The point, somebody in the chat, please. You have to know what that was fucking from. I know my impression wasn't spot on, but that was pretty fucking good. Come on. Oh, fuck you guys.
Okay.
The contents of my eye, it cut across. I lost my eye, my poison eye. I go, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and it bit my eye. Ah! The prank call, the jerky boys. You, Pablo, honey? Have you seen my Pablo, honey? You don't know any... Oh, my God.
I've heard
God.
Of the jerky boys.
I've got warts all over my ass and genitalia. Those guys.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, they did one called Poison. Whatever.
All right, go
Fuck
on.
Fuck you all. So, it cut across the top of my face, fractured my eye socket, fractured my nose, and down to within about 2 millimeters of my right eye. My poison eye.
You know how fucking bad that would hurt?
One glass, dude, just... I mean, he's, what, a prison guard and a rugby coach, so probably a pretty big dude, even though his name is Te Tuhi Puru Westrup, and he's 43 years old. Dude. I don't know, that...
That guy must have been pretty scared of him or intimidated or just fucking on edge and coked out or something.
Just, excuse me, bro. Oh, fucking.
You fucking with the wrong nigga tonight. Fucking slam.
Just destroyed. His eye just poured out into his hand.
Ugh. Dude, that's
Holy
so bad.
Christ.
Can you
dude.
Imagine how that, like, what would that look like?
Like, can you imagine what that would feel like? Just a glass going into your eye so bad it just ruptures shit.
Your eye would
fractures
look like that.
Your nose, your eye socket down to within 2 millimeters of your right eye. Just fucking fractured. Your whole shit is just fucked. Oh, man. Ugh. Quote, I grabbed my face and walked towards the front door where the bouncers were. Blood was pouring out onto the ground. The enemy aircraft, excuse my face, the Army aircraft technician said doctors put 40 stitches into his eye, but they couldn't save it. He now needs a new fake eye every 3 years. He's
or an
got,
eye patch.
He's or an eye, arr, matey. Arr.
That's a problem That's like solver.
That was like the whole fucking cell phone mail away, what's that called? Mail away bride thing? Damn
Order
it.
Mail.
Yeah,
mail
whatever.
Order,
like,
mail order bride.
The new every two deal with his eye. A new one every... Oh, that would be so...
Wait, you can get a new mail order bride every 2 years?
You could if I owned a mail order bride business. That was the whole idea of how I was going to improve upon that trade, was to let you be able to lease them like you lease cars, and when they get old, you could just trade up for a newer model. That was... There's a whole backstory to that. I'm gonna burn you a DVD.
But
of
that
some
is
episodes.
Appropriate given
right.
the times that we're
Thank
going
you.
Through.
Okay,
I could see that.
So he needs a fake eye now every 3 years. Mr. Blaine denied he provoked Mr. Westrup or even spoke to him prior to the attack. But witness Chris Rutney said the two men had a verbal stoush. Stoush? S-T-O-U-S-H. I'm a retard. quote, there was a verbal discussion. It looked heated. Aw, shit, son. You know what happens when shit gets heated? You're in the club, fucking collar popped, looking shiny. Fucking some fool bumps you, shit gets heated. You pull out the heater. No, you go for a glass. Duh, in the eye. Then, you know.
That kind of illustrated the scene from Pulp Fiction. Like, the chainsaw.
Right.
Oh, the machete. No, the sword. No, the glass. Yeah, the glass. The glass. I'm going. Let's go.
Some Sunny D. Fucking A.
All right.
It looked heated, said Mr. Rutney, who grew up with Mr. Westrup in New Zealand. So it almost sounds like he's just kind of covering for his friend. He grew up with him. He's like, no, there was actually a verbal discussion, and it got heated. And actually, my friend didn't start it, so. The two men were part of a larger group that night celebrating a Bucks party.
What's that?
I think it's like a bachelor party. Or I think. I'm not Bucks. Sure because I am a retard, but I think. Mr. Rutney's construction worker from Humpty Doo said his friend punched the victim after he lunged at him.
I just got to say Humpty
You live
Doo.
In a place called Humpty Doo?
Is that... Dude, that better be near Decatur or some gangster-ass place,
some
man.
Hard-ass... Dude, I just got my eye busted the fuck up. He's like, well, where the fuck were you, dude? Compton? He's like, nah, Humpty Doo. And let me tell you what, Humpty did. And my shit is fucked up.
I was chilling
right
in
now.
Humpty Doo with Mr. Rogers and
the
gang
train.
From fucking Sesame Street
and
was
the
chilling out.
The Power Rangers. And I think Barney was there.
And the Kool-Aid guy was at the back.
Yeah, he was like, oh yeah, a fucking glass in the face. It was a glass of Kool-Aid from the Kool-Aid man. He's like, don't let that fool punk you. Oh yeah, punk that nigga. Oh yeah. Oh no. Oh no. Oh yeah. Oh. I love that joke. The Family Guy.
Yes,
he just comes
absolutely.
Busted through the courtroom. Oh yeah. Oh fuck.
He's just like, oh. Yeah. Like, I'm out.
That's so brilliant.
That's classic.
Oh, I love that guy. He's funny. Let's see here. After the alleged attack, the pair moved on to another nightclub in town. William Rosas, who was not associated with either of the men, said he was close enough to the attack to be showered in glass, drank, and blood.
And eye.
And probably...
like fractures of skull that spewed all over.
And pride. I got hit with a little bit of pride, too. I think it's that dude that has no eye now.
There's like a splash of pride on my face.
Yeah, the dude with the eye patch. And that weird Kool-Aid guy back.
Captain Hook over there just splattered all over me.
And that weird Kool-Aid guy sitting back in the cut just fucking nodding his head to this biggie.
Nobody was fucking with him that
not
night.
At all, dude. His fucking datas were not scuffed one bit. Quote, what really got me... fuck. What really got... I'm just picturing, like, what that would be like to just have your eye totally fucked up.
I'm picturing that
and
plus Kool-Aid
face.
Man. Like,
and
just like... He's just straight like, damn.
Damn, you got fucked. Knock the fuck out. Oh, yeah.
It's him and Chris Tucker roll up.
Just
you
roll
got knocked
up.
The fuck out.
Fucking Kool-Aid man's trying to gank your shoes and shit. Come on.
My eyes are watering.
Stop crying. Stop it. Seriously. He's like, shit, those weren't even my size. Who am I fooling? Oh, yeah. All right. Let's finish this up here. Quote, it's bad enough hitting someone with a glass, but you don't twist your hand. That's savage. So, like, he stuck the fucking glass in his eye and then twisted it?
Damn.
Like, oh, fuck, dude. Oh, man. The two-day committal before Magistrate Dick Wallace... I'm sorry, that's not even funny. We'll hear from... Okay, now it's funny. We'll hear from 11 witnesses. It continues tomorrow.
Wow.
So he fucking...
Only 11 people saw that.
What really got to me was the twisting motion. It's bad enough hitting someone with a glass, but you don't twist your hand. That's savage.
That's too far.
Because just hitting a nigga upside the head with a glass, that's understandable, especially if he bumped you. But you don't fucking jam it in his eye and twist it. Like, now he doesn't have an eye. Now they're going to call him One-Eyed Joe from now on. You know what that's going to be like for him? They're going to call him Cotton-Eyed Joe. And every time that song comes on, forget it. Everyone's going to just not even dance like they usually do. They're going to turn around, look at him, and be like, I'm almost too sad to dance.
Cotton-Eyed Joe got his eye chopped out by a black man.
And the Kool-Aid
guy.
How's
that for fucking irony?
In a place called Humpty Doo. That is a brilliant story. Holy Christ.
Oh, Lord.
All right, well, before we get out of here, let me go through this little jam hole update 26 sent into us. And I guess after I'm done with this, if you still feel like doing a story, I just want to, I have to get this out of the way because
okay.
26 sent this into us. And this is something, this family, you don't know about this because you've never listened to the show or anything, but this family is very near and dear to my heart. And this one is called The Duggar Family Welcomes 18th Child. Now, we read about this family quite a while ago.
The Duggar.
The Duggars. And they had, I want to say like 16 kids back when we first read about them, but I'm not for sure. It doesn't matter, because now they have 18. And their whole thing was, they're all like really crazy religious, and the older kids take care of the younger kids, who take care of the even younger kids, who probably take care of the babies. And then the parents will maybe help out with the babies. But wow. They're all, like, hardcore religious. They have single-handedly given birth to a tribe. You now have a little slave farm going on. 18 children. And if you guys want to know what I think about this, you can find the episode we first talked about it. Basically, there was a lot of, could you please have some more kids? A lot of... Really, we're running out of resources and a lot of, what the fuck are you doing? So, if I think of anything else to say other than that, you can just listen to the other show that was on.
There's these families in town, like, I don't know, you guys are familiar with the Hutterites. Well,
you're
going
to say the ones that have those weird things on their heads and they walk around in the weird skirts
shit.
Yeah, no, that's, they're weird.
No, they go to, like, the...
Weird.
I can't remember the name of the church. I wish I could remember. It's something... crazy. They're super religious. They're really friendly, though. But those families have literally, like, I remember being in class in sixth grade. This girl already had 16 brothers and sisters, and they have had more. And that's just one portion of this entire church that does the same
thing.
Like,
I understand you're probably not sending them all to college, but could you understand how much that would cost? Even, say, fuck college, okay? Just forget college right now. If you guys are thinking about college, just forget it. Because by the time you're done, just whatever. But to feed 18 people. Like, I'm not even talking children. These are your family, kids. Just 18 random fucking people. I give a fuck. That is so much money you're spending to raise, like, half of them are way too young to get jobs. I just don't understand what they are doing that they have all this fucking money to just be like, I'm bored. Everything is totally taken care of because we had them spaced out far enough to where everyone's just kind of raising themselves. Whoa, Bill. Raising each other. Like... What do you want to do? Oh, I don't know. Should we have another? Yeah! Why the fuck not? Hey.
They probably don't practice the whole condom thing.
Call Guinness and find out what the record is, and we'll shoot for that.
Yeah, fuck it.
Because, bitch, I'm not going to stop fucking you till the wheels fall off, literally. So, you keep having kids. So,
the Pentecostal or the Epicostal. That's the name
Episcopal?
Of
it. Episcopal? Episcopalians? Is that what I'm thinking of? I don't know.
I think it's Epicostal. They're the ones in the skirts that kind of look like Hutterites, but they're not. They're the ones you always see super rich with, like, North Face coats and, like, cruising around with their skirts and North Face.
Right. Chris says they sell sex. That might be.
Yeah, Shazam, the religious says, family sells sex. Good
Shazam,
call, Chris.
Shazam says, why do you think they have their own TV show? And I didn't know that. And then Indie Cam Guy says, yeah, they have a show on TLC. So you're giving birth to a cast and crew of your own TV show? Like, this is my key grip and my fucking actors, my writers. This is my husband. He's kind of a deadbeat. All he does is fuck. We have the producers, the executive producers. We're all related. Like, what is that? I've never seen that TV show. Like, what do they do?
We'll YouTube it tonight.
Okay, yeah, maybe. We'll, I don't know. I probably won't because I'll just get pissed watching them all. But I don't know.
Triplets.
So,
like,
Jim,
everywhere.
Jim Bob, of course, and Michelle Duggar of, excuse me, Tonty Town, Arkansas, of course, had their 18th child Thursday, Jordan Grace Micaiah, who joins the rest of her J-named siblings. Like, that's their whole thing, too, is they all start with the letter J. I almost said the J word.
That's weird.
Yeah, like, they're all named, it lists them here. But,
okay, good.
Jordan Grace was born via C-section. That's funny, because after even 10 kids, I'm surprised they didn't just walk out. Like, waving to everybody, just, huh.
Like, there's the hall, you're home free.
Nice place, nice place you got here. Like, I mean, that can't be fun fucking. I just, ugh. So,
yeah,
why,
on that.
Why bother a C-section? You know what they probably did after, like, the eighth one? They just installed a zipper on her stuff, like, just right here. And then she's like, oh, I'm feeling contractions. And they go in, and the doctor's just like,
unzip?
Huh? Zip. See you later. And, you know, like, that's just ridiculous. She was born via C-section at Mercy Medical Center in Rogers weeks before her due date of January 1st. She weighed in at 7 pounds, 3 ounces, and was 20 inches long, much like my cock. Quote, mother and baby are I'm totally just kidding. Mother and baby are resting and doing well. Thank fucking God. Because if they would have died, holy shit. I don't think your family line could have continued. The newest Duggar has a lot of names to keep straight. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
The other kids, who range in age from 20 years all the way down to 17 months and everything in between, I'm sure, are Joshua, who married Anna Keller in September and says he is looking forward to the blessing of children of his own. I hope all 18 of these kids have 18 kids. And then you know what? I hope all 18 of them have kids.
It's like a pyramid.
You just gave birth to your very own pyramid scheme. Congratulations. They work for Amway. That's got to be it. They're like, instead of going out...
Amway breeders.
Dude, they were like, instead of going out recruiting people, we could just fuck. You have a pussy, I have a cock with balls that are full of semen that all want to be named with the letter J. Let's just fuck our Amway triangle out. Just fuck it out. Pop that collar and just work it out. God, that's amazing. That's a good idea, but...
Doesn't seem very practical.
So there's Joshua. Twins, John David and Jaina, Jill, Jessica, Ginger with a J, Joseph, Josiah, Joy, Anna, the twins Jeremiah and Jedediah, of course, Jason, James, Justin, Jackson, Jack Me Off, Johanna, and Jennifer. I made up one of those names, not going to tell you which one. Their parents married when Michelle was 17 and Jim Bob was 19. Her mother had to officially sign permission, of course. Fucking weirdos. After birth control pills were blamed for a miscarriage, the couple decided to throw them out. They've had a new baby approximately every 18 months since.
Ew. That's a lot of responsibility for Jim Bob.
Shazam says, Jack Me Off. You are absolutely correct. Jack Me Off was the name that I actually did make up. Congratulations. It's a little game we like to play with the fans.
It's a little something we do at the jam hole.
When my grandparents came over and shit, you know, there's me and my brothers, Matthew, Mark, and then, you know, my mom and all that shit. And, like, two of us, right? Matthew and Mark.
Right.
They get that shit mixed up all the time. My grandpa looks at me, he's like, Mark, Matthew. Like, he goes through everybody's fucking name until he gets to the person he's looking at whose name he should be saying. Could you imagine John, David, Jana, Jill, Jessica, Ginger with a J because you're clever, Joseph, Josiah, Joy, Anna, the twins, Jeremiah, Jedediah, of course, Jason, James, Jack me off, Justin, Jackson, Johanna, and Jennifer. What? Could you imagine? Oh, and the bathroom line, forget it.
Oh my god.
I'm pissing outside. Fuck this. This place is a zoo. This place is more crowded than Anna's new fucking restaurant on a good night. That's a joke. Come on. I can make fun of that because I made their menus. So, they've been having a kid ever since, every 18 months, since birth control made them have a miscarriage. You know, that's what birth control does. You had a miscarriage. I guess they're working. That's not birth control. Like, you need to control your birth. Like, that's going to help you be fertile. It's actually birth control. So you control your birth so you don't have kids. And they're like, huh, well, that's weird. You had a miscarriage. We might as well throw these out. And just
that wasn't sufficient for us.
And just to get back at the system, we're going to have a kid every 9 months. And she's like, honey, that's impossible. Okay, every 18 months then. Because I'm Jim Bob. Holy Christ. That pisses me off so bad. This family goes through 6 gallons of milk a week. 6 gallons a week. Most families go through a gallon. They won't even get through a gallon before it goes old. 6 a week. This is what I'm talking about. I need more. I'm greedy. I need as much of everything as I can get. Do you know, like I said before, dude, this is a waste. You have 18 kids. 2 would have been plenty. You're just wasting resources now. And especially if they all have more kids, dude. All of that shit they're consuming that we're running out of, and you're just having kids every 18 months like a fucking factory? That, I don't know, that pisses me off so bad that you are so fucking greedy, and you're, that's so stupid. Quote, what really works for me is swaddling a baby and snuggling up, Michelle told People in an interview last year. I love that time of just bonding and nursing a little baby. And with a new baby, I realize I don't need as much sleep as I used to think I did. Hey folks at home, folks listening live. Do you find yourself going through day-to-day life out of energy and tired? Well, we have the cure for you. It's called have a baby every 18 months. You will never sleep again. I guarantee it. Holy fuck. You know what this makes me seriously want to do? I shouldn't even say it on the show because I might just fucking do it. I'll tell you later.
Kill a baby?
Kill them. All of them. You are done. You lost your privilege to live when you decided to have a baby every 18 months since you were 19.
A lot of
you,
work.
No shit. You are not allowed to live anymore. You can pick 2 of your 8. That's what I would do. I would go there. I would tie them all the fuck up. And I would have the parents. You pick 2. And they get to live. I'm killing the rest. And make them have to choose. This is what you get for being such a greedy fuck. Now you pick who the fuck lives and who the fuck dies. And that's what I would... Oh.
That's a picture-perfect Matt scenario.
I'm sorry, dude, but...
For everybody
really,
who's listening.
18. And they're, you know they're going to have more. You know somebody has to put a stop to that shit. Shazam says, I will skip having any babies. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I thought Shazam had babies.
Chris says, they'd pack the dining room all by themselves. No shit. But seriously, if anyone hears this, you have to put a stop to that shit. Go, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You figure it out. But you got to put a stop to that shit. That is so fucking ridiculous and over the top and unnecessary. That is unnecessary consumption of our natural resources that we need to survive. And you're just like fucking la-di-da, fucking busting nuts in her twat and having kids every 18 months. Good fucking idea. I fucking hate... This is why I hate people. This right here. Because people do dumb shit like that. Having sex like fucking rabbits. You disgust me.
Use condoms.
I am disgusted with them. I hope you fucking hear this, you disgusting piece of shit. Alright, well that's it. I just wanted to kind of let you guys know how the Dugars were doing. No, fuck. IndieCam guy says, fuck birth control. It didn't work with me ex, a.k.a. my baby's mama now. Of course she would be your ex. And he also says, they fucking had the kids build a new part of their house for a school lesson. That's amazing. You're just having slaves at that point. That's such bullshit.
Shazam got a little upset that I said I thought she had babies.
Why?
I don't know why. Huh. But she did have to say, fuck you, Ben, no babies whatsoever. Cock goes in, no babies come out.
That is a well-oiled working machine right there. When the cock goes in and no babies come out, that's perfect.
And then she said, sex is fine, reproduction isn't necessary, y'all are idiots.
No, it's not necessary. You're all an idiot, not me. She likes me.
I have no input on any of this.
All right. Well, that's it for that story. Thank you, 26, for sending that in. Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, I could do one.
Please.
All right.
I give two shits how long these shows are anymore, really. Yeah, I'm over trying to... I know myself well enough to the point where I'm over trying to time constrain what I have to say. You can't put a constraint on what I have to say. You just can't. So all please. Right.
This one is called Woman Says Church Threatening to Make Sins Public.
Yes.
Here's more about corruption in the world.
No!
Again. Wait a minute.
It has to do with religion? Get the fuck out.
All right.
I find that hard to believe.
Jacksonville, Florida. A divorced Jacksonville woman said her former church has...
Holy shit, hold on. Florida?
Yeah.
That's our most fucked up state.
It's Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, just Florida in general. Sorry, okay. I just had to mention all right. that.
A divorced Jacksonville...
I noticed I'd forgot to do that. You read a story that was from Florida last episode. And I totally, I don't know, I just spaced it out because usually we always right. bring this up.
Right. Florida is messed up.
And so 26 says he sent this one in also. I think he did.
You sent this to us?
Yeah. No, I think I was 26 and Bunny on Belay sent us in a few stories today.
Well, that's nice of him. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Church is
email info at thegemhole.com if you have more. Sorry, Ben. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay.
A divorced Jacksonville woman said her former church has threatened to go public with her sins and tell the congregation about her sexual relationship with her new boyfriend. All
right? That's their business, right?
That should be discussed between her and God, probably.
Right. Like, you know, God probably already knows that if he's what you think he is.
But
so don't worry
about
it. We're
going to let the whole congregation know anyway.
Yeah, just don't worry about it.
All right. Rebecca Hancock said harassment from Grace Community Church in Mandarin over her sex life caused her to leave. But she said that she didn't put an end to the problem. She said she received a letter from the church's elders telling her the church plans to make her personal life very public. I'm basically run out. I'm the church harlot, Hancock said.
Huh.
The 49-year-old said... She has been dating a man for a while, and she said members of the congregation at Grace Community Church haven't been happy about the relationship.
So, hold on. I'm sure you'll get to it, but I'm just curious how it came to their knowledge, like, what she was doing in the first place.
Right.
Unless it's with someone at the church.
Yeah.
It seems like something might be going that direction. I'm just going to throw that out there.
This is what the little quote from my grandmother... When the whole Bill Clinton, like that whole thing came up, he's getting his penis sucked.
Full sucks.
Full sucked. You know what's going on in somebody else's bedroom ain't my business. That's what Grandma has to say on that one.
Exactly.
Like it really doesn't matter. She's my grandma.
Exactly.
She was just like, you know, if she wants to suck dick, she can suck dick.
Hey, Shazam says I love the way Ben says cock. Me too.
What? Hancock?
The way you say cock, she likes it. She loves it, actually.
Oh, okay, good. The 49-year-old, okay, the 49-year-old said she has been dating a man for a while, and she said members of the congregation at blah, okay, because I have a boyfriend that I'm involved with, to not be married to that person is a sin, Hancock said. She right. said the issue caused her to leave the church. However, she said the church has not let go of her. The letter Hancock received from the
that's
church
That's funny,
states,
your name's Hancock. Named after my two favorite body parts.
Or the two that go together the best, at least.
Right.
All right.
Or John, the dude from back in the day.
The letter Hancock received from the church states that because she has refused to end her sexual relationship with her boyfriend, you leave us with no other choice but to carry out the commands of the Lord Jesus Christ. In accordance with Matthew 18:17, we intend to tell it to the church. On January 4th, my sins will be told to the church publicly, with my children sitting in the church and my friends, Hancock said. The pastor of the Grace Community Church, Dr. T. Scott Christmas, what?
So that's
told
weird
Channel
that
4 he had no comment.
That's weird that they pick that part of the Bible. She could come back with, well, what about these other parts that say you should forgive me and want to help me, not fucking yeah. persecute me?
Yeah, no shit.
Hypocrite.
That's what I don't like about religion.
Right, all the hypocrisy.
People that pull that are not even slightly religious at all. Anyway, or just haven't learned how to be humble. I don't know. Okay, pastors with whom Channel 4 spoke on Monday said announcing a sin to a congregation is not abnormal. They said it's written in the Bible to punish sinners who continue to sin. The difference in Hancock's case is that she has left the church, and the pastor said that it is usually where punishment ends.
Well, yeah, if you're no longer part of that church, then... Dude, how can they? It's not their problem anymore.
If they were pulling that shit, I'd be out of the church too.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like, that's what I'm saying. She left the church, and they're still going after her. Like, no, you can't. You don't quit.
You can't
God.
Escape us.
You can't quit the, us. Like, is this Scientology or what the fuck? You don't. You can't do that kind of shit.
Yeah,
you're like, believe in God, or I'll blow your fucking brains out. Okay. I believe, like, really?
I believe.
I don't think God, if God exists, he wants those kinds of followers.
No,
even though, granted, he is a God in every commandment that says you should fear him, but I just don't think that's what he's wanting.
I don't think God wants
but
it.
Who am I to speak for God? I'm just a mere mortal.
Despite the church's letter stating its biblical backing, Hancock says she has backed out of the church and they should leave her alone because she is no longer a member. I am a Christian, and that will never change. My relationship
Hallelujah.
With Jesus has to do with me and Jesus, and he knows my heart, Hancock said.
Holla yeah, at you, Lord.
That's what I'm talking about.
Power.
Right, what she just said right there. The book that's of Matthew right. does have three steps that the church talked about in taking action against a member who is in sin.
So why don't they just excommunicate her and be fucking done with it? But they can't because she already left. So if she's not part of it, there's no fucking problem.
You know what?
Get over it.
Direct quote from Jesus. It says,
go what? Fuck yourself?
Yeah. Go.
No, he didn't quote say that, quote. Actually.
No, he
that
said,
was dice. Never
he
mind.
Said, he who has not sinned may cast the first stone. That's
yeah.
literally a quotation from him, and that's like, yo, I haven't sinned. I have the right to judge, but I'm going to set the example and not judge. In fact, I'm going to hug this prostitute.
Right,
I'm going to wash the
it,
feet of this murderer.
Isn't it funny how we actually have people called judges? Like, that is so crazy to me. That all of that shit in the Bible, and we're all like, in God we trust, and this and that. But
yep.
then, judge not lest ye be judged, and then we have judges. I don't know. That just seems weird to me.
One nation under... Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nuts.
We have all this God
it's
shit
nuts.
Incorporated into our government that supposedly church and state are separate, but we have all this shit anyway. But they pick and choose, like, what's convenient for them, not what... You can't pick and choose. It's got to be all or nothing. You can't be like, well, I like this and this, but not this. So
I hope people quit that church.
That's such bullshit.
I hope people are like, oh, yeah, that's retarded, and they're like, fuck Grace Community Church. That's
yeah.
messed up, dude.
That's totally fucked.
Anyway, there's not much more here. Hancock said she is now attending a different church and says she is planning to send a letter to Grace Community Church to make sure it's understood that she no longer a member.
You know what she's going to do? She's instigating a church fight. She's going to get her church posse that she's a part of now and be like, these motherfuckers are fucking with me. And then that church posse is gonna be, you know, and they're gonna go out like that scene in Thriller, and they're but they're gonna have like chains and
it's
fucking
be like
brass,
a dance off
brass
churches.
Knuckles, and they're gonna serve each other.
No, dude, it's gonna be a dance off in
That's
the name
what I'm
of
saying.
God,
in
like,
the name of God, a God off, if you will, and more like a God awful. Okay. So is that it for that story?
That was it. I'm.
What's the time, please?
Let's
trying
check
to
it.
Get ill.
I'm obviously. All right. I just want everybody to know I'm completely like. I'm disgusted with how inappropriate people act. Like, yeah,
sure.
Matt and I get on here and like, you know, we talk all this shit and we swear and like say these outrageous things, but we're not out. Dude, we don't pull that shit. And, like, that's just out of respect, most likely.
Well, it's because we have morals somewhat. We're not out there fucking spitting and stealing and fucking conniving against people like that. And it's not because I'm afraid that if I do, God's going to send me to hell. It's because I'm kind of a nice person sometimes, and I just, there's no reason for that shit.
Yeah.
That benefits nobody. I'm kind of for benefiting all of us, not just one person.
Which the
And going
does.
Around spitting and kicking and being a douche to people benefits nobody. It's fucking pointless. It's a waste of time. I'm trying to use my time now since I wasted 10 years of my fucking life. I'm trying to do some other shit now, you know? That's stupid. And it's usually the people that believe the strongest and are the most hardcore into that shit that are the most hypocritical about it. Do you find that? Like, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. And the majority of churches out there, that is what you see. It's like the heads of the church, the main fucking heads, are the ones that are like the backstabbing bastards that try to ruin the day for everybody else.
Yeah.
Or to condemn everybody else so they look better. And, like, for them to judge everybody, it's like, oh, I've got the power, and then people will respect me.
Those people are like that one kind of hot chick that hangs out with fat and ugly chicks just so she looks that much hotter. That's what that shit is like. It's totally
fucked.
It's when I went to that school, Trinity and shit, and my dad was kind of a part of that church and everything, and those people knew him. But whenever we would go to church, you know, everybody would kind of look at us like, oh, his dad's got long hair and they're divorced and he has a drinking problem and blacked out and fucked shit up and everything. But then when he died, like, half of that church went to the funeral, and they all came up to me and my brother, and they're like, oh, we're always here if you need us, you know, keep in touch and this and that. And after the funeral, like, you never hear from those people again.
Yeah.
And you try to go to church, you know, the next Sunday or whatever, and they give you the same dirty looks. Like, they totally just forgot that, oh, they were pretending to be some fake fuck sympathetic for a minute because, oh, somebody died and that's our time to shine, you know? It's so stupid. It's fucking ridiculous. Go all get fucked. So, I think that's about it for tonight. Thank you, everyone that joined us live. We had a blast.
That
you
was
have a
good time? Yeah, totally.
Always a good time up here in the jam hole, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely enjoy it.
Again, thank you, Shazam, for purchasing a shirt. It got in the mail today. It should be there in a few days. Definitely it will be there before Christmas, they told me. TheJamHole.com. Email us info at TheJamHole.com. TheJamHole.com/donate if you want a shirt. I got a few left, believe it or not. TheJamHole.com/Twitter. Follow us. Know when the live shows are. Know what the fuck I'm doing during my day. See pictures of them on my cool twit pic account. My twat pic account, as I like to call it. My twatter. That's about it. We will be back Monday, probably around 7 p.m. Like I said, follow us on the Twitter to know for sure when. Check out the YouTube videos. TheJamHole.com/YouTube/MySpace/Twitter/Vote/Donate. We'll see you Monday.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.